You just saran wrap. That sucked today.
That's
where
why,
the fuck did I put this finger?
That's why Chris isn't. That's why Chris isn't coming on, because he's got some stanky finger issue.
He smelled
his fingers. Like, dude, he smelled his finger, and he's like, dude, I gotta go to the doctor. There's something wrong with his finger. So, yeah, I guess I'll just host it then. So, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to what episode is this? Episode
82.
82 of Enter the Realm. If you don't know, this is the Realm of Collectors video podcast. And yeah, Chris isn't here today. He normally hosts, so since I wasn't here last week, everybody felt that I needed to talk even more than I normally do. So now I'm hosting. So sit back and enjoy. I got a little bit of a cold, so I sound probably the same. Some would say maybe sexier, who knows? But anyway, we'll do some introductions. I'm going to do it backwards. I'm going to start with old Victory Saber today.
Old.
I mean, you know, not old, but you know. Old. Oh, well.
Come on.
I'm getting there. I'm turning 40. So.
Yeah, you're part of the club, brother.
Yeah. This year you turn 40?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, a lot of us are in the same year. How about that?
You guys are old ass motherfuckers.
I guess
what's up, everyone? I'm still here, so.
He hasn't quit yet. I mean, so that's good.
May have some senior moments here and there, but I'm still here.
Until the foreseeable future.
There you go.
All right, Dust Mites.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm.
We can talk about Permit for Kermit.
You want to go into that now? You want to wait until after the intros or something?
You tell me whenever you feel like it.
Whenever. Let me drink a couple more beers to make it more interesting.
Right. There we go. Filling in for Chris, we got the infamous Kenny Prime.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me.
If he's filling in for Chris, why isn't he hosting?
Yeah. I don't even host my own. It's one of the Beastie Boys on the show tonight.
What does it say on your shirt?
Stasis Lock Wednesday nights at 8. Bricks on the Dollar YouTube channel.
Hey, this is not the time.
That's not till the end, Kenny.
I wanted to put it in twice.
Know your role, Kenny. Know your role.
God damn.
And the guy who should have been hosting, but, you know.
Chase News.
Is not. Jay Roos.
Yeah, I can host. You want me to host?
Not.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Next is No, you got it.
Sorry. I got it. How you doing tonight, Jay Roos?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. I heard there was a little issue. Someone calling your name. Someone bullying you in the forums there, in the chats.
Oh, so somebody likes to throw around words like dumbass. let me find out. I'll slap that fucking ratty ass goatee off his face.
Jerry's getting bullied. He's getting upset.
You know, I'm right here, bro. You got something to say? I'm right here.
Nah. It's more like a fake Fu Manchu. We'll talk about that.
Later. Wow, he occasionally gets out of line with you, huh?
Yeah. He thinks he can mouth off.
Ooh.
Wow.
Let's find out.
We're setting up that pay-per-view right now.
Dude, how funny would that be if like Jay Roos just got thumped by that dude.
NJCC, March 12th.
It's going down. All right. Last but not least, the Brinkalizer himself.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday the 13th. That's all I got.
Sweet. All right.
I see the holes back.
Yeah, it's there.
I thought you covered that up.
Hey, man, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, man. I got to have my date ready.
That looks like it goes in, but it don't come out.
He's just started working on it.
Yeah, you haven't finished carving that out.
Nice. It's only one session.
All right, well, let's go. We're gonna go back through and tell everybody what you got this week. We'll start with you, Jane.
What did I get this week? I got some Dino Supercharged stuff. I got the Marvel Legends Titus Wave. Well, minus Yondu. I wasn't able to find him. And
you really need a Yondu, though.
I saw, is Adam Warlock part of that wave?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no. Yondu does come with the arm for Titus, so I guess.
You do. So you do need him. One of them doesn't come with a piece, right?
Yeah, it's Star-Lord.
Okay.
And he's disappointing. Should have came with some more accessory pieces. I mean, we got spoiled with Deadpool.
I was seeing a comparison. The paint on him is much better than the original movie figure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that true or not?
With the the shirt, it's got some writing on there.
The side by sides, he looks a lot better, I think.
Yeah, the mask has a lot more paint. For you know, fucking as small as that mask is, you know. But
What figures are in that wave other than Star Lord?
We have Drax, Yondu. We have Vance, Astro, Angela, Darkhawk, Kid Nova. It's okay. Better than the Doctor Strange wave, I'll tell you that much.
Did they already do a first wave of the Guardians of the Galaxy? So you already got like a Gamora and all that other shit?
Yeah. Okay. We got that a while back. Movie versions of those characters. So
that's like I was saying earlier, man. You live in the land of milk and honey. You're always finding this shit early.
Yeah, well, I went to Walgreens. I found all these at Walgreens. I went to 8 Walgreens on Saturday. That's how I was able to
find them. Oh, wow. Did you find them all at one, or did you, like, piecemeal? Okay.
No, I only found the first Walgreens. I found one. Next one, I found 3. And the last one, I found the rest of them. So,
how long was that journey? Like, how many hours was that?
Maybe 2.
That's not bad. It's pretty condensed area.
Though. Yeah, I guess it matters on your. I know a lot of areas have like you can trip over Walgreens.
Yeah, by me, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and then sometimes you got to drive 45 minutes for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 2, and it's probably like 2 in either direction. That's probably 5 minutes, and then it's like a good 30.
And they're pretty compatible, like retail wise, right? Maybe a buck or two more.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're. I mean, these were
sometimes cheaper.
Yeah. Sometimes when cheaper, I run on their sale, yeah.
I got some of them for $14.99 because really? They were mixing with the Punishers at 25% off. So I'm like, so I got them to kind of price match that. But they wouldn't do it at the other stores because they weren't in that area. So
These aren't exclusive to Walgreens, though, are they?
No.
Okay.
No. Just somehow Walgreens gets these things first. I mean, they supposedly got the Wave 4 of the Titans Return also. Which I didn't see either, but
yeah, I haven't seen any of the Transformers.
And it seems like it's the last place people would check. Like it seems like the Toys R Us, Target, and Walmart would be the first places that get hit.
Yeah, yeah. They've definitely been popping up at Toys R Us. I see some people on Instagram finding them at Toys R Us this past weekend. So
it's a cool wave. I ain't got nothing else.
Is Angela going to be the chase figure in that wave?
I think so. She's a gorgeous looking figure. I'll tell you that much.
Nice.
Yeah. She comes with quite a few accessory pieces.
So what Marvel line is she from? Is that a Guardians or what's her deal?
Yeah, she's in Guardians of the Galaxy now. She was though in Image property, which is
I was going to say, do you know the story behind that? You want to share that, cuz I'm really curious about that. Was she stolen like from Image? Cuz I remember her being in Spawn.
Yeah, I don't know the complete story behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You fail.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if they gave her up, put her over, if McFarlane came over and did some artwork and threw her into the mix. I have no idea.
He's probably just selling shit off left and right. Like, fuck it. You want Twitch too? No. Nobody wants Twitch. Nah, you got that one, Todd. That's all you, bro.
Take the violator. Take them all. So.
He said that's it.
Word. Got nothing else.
All right, Dust, what about you? What'd you get this week?
I stopped by 5 stores today, hoping on the way home from work I could find something, but I got nada. I got the Doosang.
Oh, J-Ruse, that was your cue. But...
Yeah, no sound effects. Look at J-Ruse.
Oh, my phone is charging. It's my bad.
Right. Yeah, whatever. Don't matter.
All right, Kenny, what about you, man?
I actually... Luckily, this is sitting right next to me to pick up. I got bored of not finding anything, and I picked up one of the new Lego modulars.
Ooh,
that thing.
Wow, he's got Lego money.
You know it. So I've been messing around with that.
Brick said, you ain't on the show anymore until you buy some Lego.
Yeah, I was curious if that's why you kind of got pressured into doing that, or?
No, I've got most of the modulars. They're pretty rad.
Do you actually build them or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one, I was going to get this one together and then kind of set them up for like some photo shoots. But I've used them as like some backgrounds on some things here and there. Like I did a Raphael picture like a long time ago where he's like doing like his damn because like all the Legos around him and stuff. But
Lego.
I put an S.
I know. I'm surprised.
Don't do it.
I
don't
put
do it. Brick,
say Legos.
They come after you, man.
You build them
after me. All I want. All they want.
You build them based off the actual instructions. You should be building your own shit.
I do. Well, I mean, I used to do my own like a lot when I was a kid. Like I went to like the state house in Boston because I built like a Trojan War reenactment. And that was really cool.
Oh, and you won some kid award for it?
Yeah.
Wow. Liberty.
In sixth grade, I was like the head of the Lego club, and like they put three other people with me just so that it wasn't just me just going to the state house. Like, yeah, they helped too. And I'm like,
and we all took the short bus fine. Home.
Yeah,
take the short bus.
They're all fine three kids, so this guy can fucking
get somebody
up there by himself. That's not weird.
But, yeah.
They weren't made out of Duplos.
Yeah. I made some friends out of Legos too.
All right, Infinite J Ruse.
I only got one thing. I got the Mayfest.
What the fuck is that?
I got what?
Explosion.
I got the Mayfest Boba Fett Return of the Jedi version. Pretty badass. Dope figure.
These soft
toys are good.
Oh, go ahead. You can answer James' question first.
What was it?
Oh, I just want to know if the joints, they're solid, no loose, or you don't feel like you're going to break it.
He's a good figure.
Okay.
His joints are not loose, but they're not tight either. You know what I mean? Like his ab crunch is
that
really
would be good. They're not overly tight and they're not overly loose. That's perfect.
Yeah, but perfect, right? That should be perfect. Yeah. When you're posing them.
Goldilocks over here.
Yes, the Goldilocks of Mezco figures. And you have him in the perfect pose.
Excuse me.
You tap his shoulder and then his ab crunch just leans over just like that little bit to throw off the pose. The ankle joints are weird. I think they're more like Figma joints. So you either have a tilt or you have a rocker. Like you have to turn it to the direction you want.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So otherwise, no, I love the figure. The paint on him is fucking phenomenal. He doesn't come with the little pistol. He just comes with the big blaster, but it's a good trade-off to have the flamethrower. That's why I chose the Jedi one, because I'd rather him have the flamethrower than the other one, the Empire one. So I like him. He's dope. So I got a Black Series Boba Fett going on the table at NJCC.
Who the fuck is feeding the pigeon? Hold on. I do have to ask about that. What the fuck is that noise?
Somebody was feeding a pigeon. I heard.
I just hear.
Oh, my baby cat. She's meowing over there.
Well, okay. She's loving life.
Jesus.
If she gets too crazy, I can put her
in. So
put her in that fucking cage. See that cupboard behind you? Throw her in one of those cupboards.
So it's really good that Mayfex Boba Fett.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to get him because, you know, the Black Series was good enough. But, you know, after watching a bunch of reviews, and I think he was, like, in everybody's top 10 best figures that I you know, all those people that I follow. So I had to take a look at him. And, you know, he was only $50, so.
What are you doing to that dog?
Dude, he just jumped on my fucking lap.
I mean, so you recommend it then over that Black Series one, though? I mean, I know you're keeping it, but.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm selling the Black Series.
No, I know. I mean, you're keeping the Mayfair.
Yeah, no, I definitely recommend them. The paint alone on him looks fucking great. He's good for display. He's better for display than Black Series is.
Hmm.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Word. All right, Brink, what about you?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, God.
He had a pretty big week the past couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, last couple of weeks been big. Actually, it was pretty big end of the year. Now I'm kind of trying to recharge the wallet.
Yeah, that's kind of how like I was too, man. Yeah.
There it is.
That was pretty heavy at the end of the year into the new year. So.
Yeah, heavy because he got a fucking 18-inch Optimus Prime fucking with diecast and giant. Just giant.
Huh?
Well, there's no diecast in them. There's enough in that Voltron, I guess, to make up for it.
That's
no
true.
Diecast in that that MAS or MOS
nope.
Prime or whatever?
Nope. It really could have used some in the feet. That's pretty much my only complaint.
How much was that thing, if you don't mind me asking?
$179.99.
Right, so that's it's an official product. That seems fair, I guess, price wise. I don't know. I mean, you're happy with the price? You don't think it's like
I bought it with birthday funds, so I'm extremely happy with the price.
Had would you have bought it without birthday funds?
I would have waited.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. So then that's the answer is it's not worth $179. Well, there we go. That settles that.
Unless you got a birthday coming up and your family's generous. It's not worth it.
I don't know. It's sold out everywhere. So it's just, I thought that was interesting. So I guess a lot of people are into it.
Are they, is this their first piece that they've made?
Yeah, I guess so. Toys Alliance, I think, were the people that made it. I'm not really sure what that means.
Are you making anything else to go with it, or is this just a one-off thing?
I would figure it's a one-off thing.
Okay. I thought they were making a Megatron.
All right, then I'm wrong.
That three, I mean, I'll take that. I did. I'm not that 3A Megatron that they teased at TFCon, I thought was cool. Like,
I didn't do anything for me.
If you're into that shit,
yeah.
That $1,500 thing.
I don't know if it was $1,500, but it was like a. I guess they had a prime.
Yeah, they already did.
It's a prototype of a Megatron that's, you know, it's like a foot and a half tall or something like that.
If it's 3A, yeah, it's going to be at least a grand.
Yeah, well, then it's definitely not worth it. But whatever. And then as for myself, what did I get? I got my second Swoop.
Oh, wait. Hey, Jisk.
Yeah?
What did you get?
Oh, cool.
What'd you get?
What did you get? Answer the fucking question. What did you get?
What'd you get?
You ready?
Got the confused us.
I got my second Fans Toys Swoop and Fans Toys Sludge. So that was cool. And then I got the MP Inferno, believe it or not.
Oh,
I sold my Make Inferno. Toys Inferno. I had two of the Make Toys. I sold one of them. So now I have the official MP Inferno and then the Make Toys Inferno for the alt mode. And it's surprisingly good. I know I hated on it. It wasn't for me. I didn't like the way the proportions looked. I didn't like the way it was too tuned in comparison to everything that I was going
and
for. And it's great. It's perfect. You get it in hand. I was telling people, you get it in hand.
Dude, he just wants us to tell him he was right.
No, not at all.
On the show. You know what, Dust?
I am not that guy at all.
Because, okay, so here's
I know how it is to have different feelings about something, and we could bring up fucking Letdown Beat again, and everybody loves it, people don't like it. It's the same thing, man. So it's whatever you guys like, and it's fantastic.
Interrupt Jisk's story a little bit. Jisk said he bought it. I had bought mine, like, the week it came out, but never opened it. But since Jisk said he bought his, I was like, you know what? I think it's time to open this shit.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
Let me open it. And I think I was the first to say it. I was like, this shit is pretty fucking good. And then you said it, and then I said it.
Right.
Either way, but I agree. I don't know why I kept that shit in the box for like a month and a half or 2 months or whatever it was, because I fucking love it too.
Well, so initially when I first looked at it, the legs are what kind of annoyed me. And then you get it in hand, and then I realize, like, when everybody's taking photos of this, they're using super bright lights, so it kills all the shadows. And that really helps break up a lot of the legs, and so that's what looks good. The head does annoy me a little bit for some reason. Like, I just think the head's the only thing that doesn't feel – everything fits together and feels like one bot, and the head feels like a separate – almost like a headmaster, like a separate piece. It's just sitting in that – square thing just seems weird to me.
I think that's something for that character too. Yeah. Like just the way it is.
Even in the cartoon,
it's hard to do.
Yeah, it was always looked oddly placed.
Yeah, but no, it's good. The it's made fucking well, man.
Like, yeah, that was the first
really cool shit.
That was the first masterpiece that didn't like blow me away. That I was just kind of like let down by it.
Oh, the Inferno?
Yeah, and I'm like an official guy till I die. Like, I buy third party still, obviously, but it was just like, like, whatever. Yeah, I haven't touched him since the day I bought him, so.
I just like that, like, I don't know, everybody else, I only had the Make Toys Inferno, but it seemed also just from reviews of, like, the MMC, like, they just they made it overly complicated, and then Takara was like, "Nah, look, you make it simple as shit. Mm. Like everything about it's just kind of simple."
And they had the ladder.
Yeah, and they fucking that ladder. Yeah. But even like they took it one step further, like they just made it where it folds up, like then it covers everything. Like they did a good job, man.
I like the engineering of the way they put that away. It's really good.
I think it's more the character that I don't really care about. Like I want the grapple, even though it's the same toy. I want the grapple.
The grapple to me looks better. Like I've always been on the grapple, just because the legs have some more. Like they had some paint on it and stuff, and
the grapple just looks.
If those break things, I don't know what they're called. Those things on the side of the leg, the ones
like to stabilize it when the ladder.
Yeah, those stabilizers. If they made those chrome, I think Inferno would have helped his legs out a lot. But you know, with them being white and then the ropes, or I mean the hose being white.
Yeah,
I think it just looks so monotone.
I'm waiting for Repro Labels to put out a set for it. I think it'll help it out.
Oh, shit. I did get something else. I got my Repro Labels for Jazz, too, which I don't think I'm going to use.
You're not at all? Even the ones for the door, like underneath?
Nope. Because I like, in the cartoon, his doors say number 4.
Yeah, but then they have the, you know, I mean, just don't they have the little blue and red stripes, like the pinstripes that go on the bottom of the door panel?
I don't think so. I have to take a look at them. I think it just changes the 4 to that logo. But I might do the chest where it adds more stripes to the chest and it has the Autobot logo. But
yeah, they make a logo that fits perfect in that area.
They usually.
They actually just fit that area.
They actually covered up the whole that whole stripe with new stripes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it kind of bothered me that they like painted it like that, because you know, let Repro Labels do what they're doing, you know what I mean? And they were just like, nope, like this is where you need to put it and it needs to be this big. But
yeah, it's I don't know. I saw the set. I didn't look at it in detail because I don't have the figure, but I'd like to get that Jazz for sure. And it's
It's a big set. It looks like it has a lot to it.
For what, the Inferno or the Jazz?
Yeah, the Jazz, I mean.
I'm going to take a look at it. I'll be right back.
Hey, so I've never put any Repro Labels on my stuff. And to be honest, like looking at old toys that have stickers, I mean, do they look nice or do they just...
It's hit or miss.
Yeah, so for me, like... it's hit or miss. That's my only issue with Repro Labels is like I'll buy a set and sometimes only use 2 stickers.
Yeah, 2, 4, 5. Like,
So I just use it for accents. I don't cover up existing paint. Like if the figure's painted, I won't put a sticker over that paint. I try and leave it. And then I just use it for accents. So accents where so it's not, sometimes I feel like it goes overboard and then it's a little cheesy. I'm trying to think what I have readily available. Like so the Bad Cube Bugs, I just use it to accent like recesses, like where they did like panel lines or something like that, but they just didn't fill it with paint.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Okay. So it just depends. I know, like
they really do a good job making a figure look really Takara Hasbro toy. They really do that. Nail that. If you're a fan of the toys, like the toy versions, not the toon versions, they nail that, man. They really do.
For the masterpiece stuff, I pretty much just put a badge. You know, like an Autobot logo or two or Decepticon logo or two, because for the most part, a lot of the other paint is done really well.
That's where I was confused, because I really liked my masterpieces looking very toy, right? But then looking at this Jazz at how plain he was and comparing him to the show, I was like, maybe I just want him to look like the show and not have all these toy decals on him. And
now you're going to go back and take all the other decals.
I think that's where I want. I didn't see, like, this is the decal for the door. It's like the whole door with the number. Hold on, and the mark.
I'm going to
So that covers over the existing number 4 paint?
Yeah.
On the door? Oh, yeah. See, I wouldn't do that. Because if ever you want to take it off, you know you're going to pull that paint off with it.
Yeah. I think... T2RX6 said that too. He just cut around it.
No. T2RX6, he just wiped it off.
Yeah, he took rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, wiped the old one off and then cut that sticker out.
I don't even think he put the sticker. Didn't he just have no number on it at all?
He didn't even put anything on it.
That was, I thought he said he cut the sticker.
No, he put the sticker on. He just didn't want to cover over the existing.
Yeah, he didn't want to cover the whole point, so he wiped it off and just put it right over.
I think certain like here, this is the sets that I recommend the set for Blaster. Even the set for Soundwave is cool. It's just little things on it that just make it seem cool to me.
Make it pop out a little.
Yeah, it's like just the little numbers for like the tape counter and stuff. Just stuff that's like a little extra.
So the way you do it, it's like if you look at it, it doesn't look like a sticker. Because of where you put it.
If you put them all on there, it will.
All little. Yeah, if you put them all on there, to me, it looks overly.
What are the tire marks? What is that? Those tires?
It's probably wheel like lettering for the wheels, right?
No, it looked like it was.
Well, the blue circles are the headlights.
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, so the blue ones, they cover over the.
Yeah, see over here, there's like translucent. I almost drew on your screen.
Yeah, no, those are the headlights. Those cover over the headlights, and then to the to my right of it.
I guess is that the grill up on top, the blue?
I think so. Yeah, that covers over the grill. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of G1 detailing too, which I'm like, I don't really want G1 detailing.
Looks like you could put tailpipes on those weird bumper things in car mode too.
Yeah, those lights.
Yeah.
Or tailpipes. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Again, I recommend them. Also, the other thing I got to be on a show called Fresh Communication. It's a podcast about collecting and music and stuff. It's pretty cool. You guys should check it out. Fresh Communication. It's on iTunes. Episode number 5. Old Just One in the house. These episodes are about an hour long until I got on, and you know it was 2.5 hours, so I apologize if you're listening and you like your shit to be short. But yeah. All right, let's get into some stuff. I think we have some screen sharing stuff set up, but I want to talk about, I know we talked about it a little bit before, but about Legion. I know Jay Ruse and I think are the only ones that saw it.
Yeah, I haven't checked it yet. I'm going to wait till at least maybe like 3 or 4 episodes in and just do a little binge.
It's good. I mean, again, without spoiling it, because I know it's new, Jay Ruse will have to contain himself. I think it's cool that they talked about mutants, and Jay Ruse didn't hear it, but they talked about him being Professor X's kid, which I thought was – it's just cool. Like, I didn't think they were going that route at all. I thought they were going to make it its own thing.
Yeah, I thought that's what I heard also, that there really wasn't going to be too much connection to the X-Men universe.
So it's a Marvel thing, and it's related to mutants.
It's a
I don't know anything about it.
Well, Fox owns mutants now.
Yeah, Fox owns the word mutant and any character that is officially a mutant. So that's what's on FX.
When Marvel was tanking, man, they were selling shit left and right.
Like they sold Spider-Man to Sony.
So old school when it comes to comics, though. It was a comic title called Legion or something.
When I was collecting, it wasn't a title. It was just in the books.
Oh, okay. Like a subgroup?
He wasn't even a group.
It's a person?
Yeah, it's Xavier's son.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so basically the premise of the character is he's this kid has multiple personality disorder, you know, he's a schizophrenic, and each personality controls a different aspect of his powers. And so he's arguably, you know, the most powerful.
Yeah, he's a powerful motherfucker.
And that's as far as my knowledge goes. The show, it was weird
when he had a new book. I was like, I read every X-Men book, and then a Legion book came out, and I like bought like the first issue or two, and then I stopped reading comics.
So they actually made a Legion book. Well, you guys gonna remember I tapped out like early 2000, so that's when I stopped reading.
Was it because of Legion that you tapped out, Kenny, or just you were just over it?
I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, it was just like, you know, obviously Wolverine was on every team. So it was like, I can't keep up with what he's doing, you know, and then Legion came out and I was like, okay, he's got like really tall hair. Whatever, you know, because
so you never read him in the older stuff.
No. No, so I know very little about him.
Yeah, New Mutants 25, 26.
See, I was close, guys. And we were talking before the fucking chat. I was close.
So, this is.
I think I said 26, 27 first, but then I said maybe 24, 25.
So where is this? Is it on Netflix or something?
No, FX.
Oh, okay.
So if you, I don't know how you, if you have cable, but you'll have to just catch it on.
Shout out to Exodus.
And it was weird as shit.
So it started off fucking weird. Like, it's hard to keep up in the beginning till you understand what is happening.
If the second episode is just as weird, I may not be able to just do it.
Tay in the chat said, Tay in the chat says, Omega level mutant, one of the most powerful in the entire Marvel universe.
There you go.
Or Fox universe.
I'm down for the show, but like James
the
said,
Foxyverse.
The show, I'll watch
the
Foxyverse on Netflix instead of TV.
Right. Well, I mean, so if it, you know, if it doesn't do very well, you'll see it sooner than later.
You know, you motherfuckers gonna make me watch this tomorrow, right?
You should at least watch. I think everybody should at least watch the first episode.
It'll be like
if you're gonna binge watch it.
I like to get a couple of episodes in on a new show so I could get the whole feeling of it. Because sometimes I'll watch the first episode of something, not feel it, and I won't go back to it. And everybody's like, oh, it's the best shit in the world. And then I got to catch up two seasons because I slept on it.
That's what I did with Arrow. Like, I couldn't get into it.
There's a lot of shows like that, man. Like, I couldn't get into the pilot, you know, and it sometimes shows take 2-3 episodes to get that momentum going.
Right.
To pull you in, you know. And I usually give a show 3-4 episodes before I say, you know what, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that with Game of Thrones the first time around. I got to like the fourth episode, and I'm just like, my head hurts. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Who's this? Who's that? I ain't fuck.
It's the Game of Thrones is a show you need to tag team with somebody.
Then two seasons later, I went back and I loved it. Straight watched it in like a week and a half. So, you know, caught up. So.
And then did you guys see the Walking Dead premiere?
Do that tomorrow morning.
Nope.
Man, honestly, I may be over this show.
It's on my day off.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. We all know how The Walking Dead is. You get something that's fantastic, and then you get snooze, a little middle finale.
This whole season,
you get the new mid beginning, you know, of the season, because it's middle, and you get some good stuff, but a little little boring time, and they get you going, and then you're gonna have snooze. Something's gonna happen,
dude. It's different.
Snooze, done.
This whole season, like, you have the best care. Everybody's been waiting since
I know
came out for this, and it's the most boring season. Like, are you?
It's been like 2 days. All 6 episodes. Like, it's been like 2 days. It feels like it's only been 2 days in the show.
I went back and I watched the finale from last season and the first episode of this season, and I thought it was the best shit they ever done.
This season.
At the finale of last season, leading up to the whole scene and the whole, you know, introducing Negan and whatnot.
Right.
And I stayed away from the comic because I was reading the comic and I was enjoying the comic, but then I was watching the show and I was going back and forth saying, but that's not, and I just didn't want to do it. I said, let me just enjoy the show for a while. Worst comes to worst, I could always go back and read the comic and go a different route, you know? And I don't know much about how the character Negan is in the comic, but, you know, you see little spoiler videos and they're explaining some comic stuff. And I really enjoyed the finale of last season and the premiere of this season. And then it just kind of just fizzled.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the way you see Rick as a broken man. He thought he was the fucking cock of the walk. He thought he was the shit. They thought they could beat anybody. And then this motherfucker brought them all down a notch.
The dude that plays Negan, dude, is dope. It's, you know, it's the guy that played the fucking comedian. And
Yeah. He's a great actor.
Oh, really? Thomas Wayne?
Yeah, he does he does a good fucking job. Is that his name, Thomas Wayne, or are you just saying he played Thomas Wayne? I knew that, but I know he played Thomas Wayne, but I was like, maybe that's his fucking name.
That would have been
perfectly cast.
But no, the dude's dope. Like, that dude is the whole show, the whole season for sure.
He just likes He likes to lean back and forward a little
Jeffrey
bit.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Shout out to Chris.
And he likes to bend at the knees.
He just started in this season?
Yeah, the beginning of season 8. You're now you're halfway through, but
well, right. He's got to catch. You have to catch the last. You got to catch the last episode of the last season.
Right. Only watch season 8. Gotcha.
Last episode of before the winter break was pretty unnerving too.
It was good.
It was good because I don't want to wait till a fucking finale though to have some shit go down.
But, you know what was bad about that episode? It was kind of like the same shit we just saw. You know what I mean? But now he's in Alexandria doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the same, you know, I'm going to do this and I got a bat and I'm going to do this and let me lean forward and let me bend my knees back and laugh and smile. And it was kind of the same, but
it fits.
He definitely has. It's very psychological, and he's fucking with them. And I really enjoy the fact that here's a dude like Rick who thought he was, like I said, the cock of the walk, and now he's just like, and everybody's like, "Aren't we going to do something?" He's like, "No, no."
Oh, he's going to be the cock again.
That's well, of course, of course, and that's what they're leading up to is like that, you know.
Ruse, it's cock of the walk.
Cock of the walk. No, he's gonna Don't be say the cock. Cock. It's cock of the walk.
Do you guys think that they dropped the ball at all with the governor, and they're gonna make sure that Negan is like dead on with what people would
I
want?
Think they could have got more out of the governor story. I think they could have made
I
more
hear
of
a lot. Yeah. I hear a lot that a lot of people were like disappointed with him from the books. I've never read the books. I've only watched the show.
Well, that's where I kind of stopped. I kind of stopped right when the governor came in, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wait this out.
I feel like it was just early. Like they didn't know how far they could push it. Now they're at seven seasons in. They're like, we could fucking do whatever we want.
There weren't too many circumstances with the governor. I mean, what they lost two people, maybe three. You know,
they lost a fair amount. You know what I mean?
What are you laughing at, Brink?
Fucking Dave in the chat. He goes, Walking Dead. That's how I feel listening to this.
Yeah, we don't really touch.
I'm not a zombie fan either, but the show got me for a bit.
I think he's sick. That's why.
He's not a zombie fan.
Maybe because he's sick, he hasn't been feeling well.
It says he's not a zombie fan.
Oh, okay, great. All right,
whatever, Dave. You don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Yeah. Hey guys, this is the realm of collectors. Realm.
All right, and then I don't know. You may have covered it last week, but did you talk about like the Iron Fist trailer and the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer and all that shit? Do you guys even want to talk about that?
I don't think we did talk about that.
No, I don't think so.
Did everybody see the new Iron Fist trailer?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I think it's going to be, I don't know, I have a feeling it's going to be not as good as the top three, and maybe a little bit better than Cage. Luke Cage, yeah.
I bet you there's going to be a staircase scene.
For me, it seems like it's more in line with what the Daredevil was doing.
Yeah, it's a little bit more martial arts into it, and probably give you that whole, you know.
Let me ask you guys this: is he channeling like mystic power? Does he have like some kind of ability? Like, is that like a mutant ability or something like that, or is it he just channeling chi?
Isn't it like chi or ki? It's ki.
I thought he got something. I thought he like traveled somewhere and got like.
Well, if you travel somewhere, you definitely get something.
But he wasn't born. It's not anything.
No, that was right. Just when he fell into the fucking mud.
No, dude, you don't even know. It made my dick bigger, but
it's the heps.
It's like a swamp thing going on.
I'm excited for it. I don't know anything about him except for what James did on our show.
Well, you know, there's about 5 gigs of comic on my Google Drive, so
yeah,
I'm with you, bro.
Spend some time and read.
I think I'd rather watch the new version though, because that outfit I can't get past that. It's kind of stupid looking. So I think I'll just go for the updated version.
I love Daredevil so much that I'll watch anything they make.
I like this. This is what I like. I like that it feels the same. It has the same feel and the same mm-hmm. vibe. I like how Netflix is creating this world. It's making me hype for when the Defenders comes out. It's like everything's similar. Everything's the same. You don't, you know. If it just feels good.
It's like all everybody that's going to be on no crazy powers, of course, because of special effects budgets and whatnot. You know, it's a lot of ass kicking and it's a lot of fighting. And it seems like that's how it's going to go straight through. And it's a cool, gritty universe they're making.
Does anybody else in the Netflix shows have a movie deal? Because I know that Daredevil has like a deal or something in his contract. Well, he will be in a movie at some point. But do any of the other characters?
I had heard, and I don't remember, but I had heard, aren't they all on retainer for the Marvel Cinematic Universe at some point?
That makes sense to me because they're all in the same universe. And yeah. I know that the guy who played Daredevil was bummed he wasn't in Civil War.
Mm. I thought they were trying to just keep it separated, but
I mean, it wouldn't fit. I'm glad he wasn't in Civil War.
It wouldn't have made sense there, but it might later.
I don't know if the costume would have translated either, you know?
Mm. Yeah, in daytime.
A bit odd.
Hey, guys, I have horns on my head.
I'd like to see him and Black Panther go at it. That'd be a pretty good fight.
I don't think it's going to be one of my faves, but I mean, I'll watch it. But from what I saw, I wasn't too thrilled. Like, I was just going to be like, oh, definitely watch it. It looks cool. But, you know, it might be up there with Jessica Jones.
Oh, man, I like Jessica Jones way more than I like Luke Cage.
Really?
I did, too. I like Jessica Jones a lot.
Wow. I just couldn't do it. I just wasn't feeling it.
It was interesting to me.
It felt more like a drama than it.
I think with her was the fact that I didn't follow. I didn't read the books. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know anything about that, you know?
I think that's what I liked about her.
Yeah, me too. Where I read Cage. I know Daredevil. I know Punisher. I know Iron Fist, you know? So I'm looking forward to those in a sense because I read the books when I was younger, but of course they were the older books. I didn't read much of the new universe stuff, so. Or the newer.
Thinking about it even more, I was just thinking like how they. These shows are way more serious than like the cinematic universe. So I don't even think like imagine having like Punisher being all serious as shit and you got fucking Tony Stark's. Yeah, like I don't think it would work.
Exactly. You know.
Oh, that's funny.
And I mean, they do have their little lulls here and there, but it's definitely a much darker look at this universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even more grittier. It's more street. Yeah.
Daredevil's friend there. He's like the comic relief, but then he had like his serious episodes where he was like pissed at him for not telling him about everything.
You know, Froggy Fresh.
Foggy Nelson. It's been a while since I watched it, so I was just like, I'm not gonna say his name right now. You know, his friend.
Word. All right.
How disappointing though will it be if Defenders doesn't hold up to all these other properties?
I mean, do you think that that's a possibility? You think it's maybe too much going on for a television show?
Well, it's only going to be half the episodes, right?
If they do Shadowland, it'll be great.
I heard it's not that many episodes. I think it's only like 10 episodes or 8, well, something like that. It's going to be really short.
What are they normally? 14?
13?
13, 12? 14. Yeah, I think it's like 8 episodes, something like that. Under 10. I know it's under 10.
I think. Oh, go ahead.
Well, if they use the same special effects that they used in Luke Cage, then. It's not going to be good. I just keep thinking about that fucking scene when he's in the barn tearing it up, and I'm like, that was shot so fucking bad.
I don't know if that was more special effects, though, or if it was just directing issues.
Yeah, but there's things I disliked about it also.
I feel like this Iron Fist, like, you know, they left a lot of stuff open at the end of the season 2 of Daredevil. And I feel like the Iron Fist fits in with that story, so they're kind of going to wrap it all up. Like, Luke Cage was just to learn about Luke Cage and what he can do. You know what I mean?
Jessica Jones was like that too, right? I haven't watched either.
To learn about what they could, and this, I think the real story of the universe is what's happening in Daredevil, and probably what's happening in Iron Fist. And then those other two shows were just to develop those characters, so you're interested in them when they do the Defenders.
Yeah.
That wasn't Iron Fist. Shot before Luke Cage or something? Was that something I heard? I can't remember. Like, they had to delay the release of it, or
yeah, I remember it was supposed.
Or maybe they had to speed it up. I can't remember now.
It was supposed to come out before Luke Cage.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's that good. And like, Luke Cage was like kind of lukewarm, so they're like, okay, let's end.
No pun intended.
No pun actually intended.
Reach.
But you know, I mean, if they like blew it out of the water with Iron Fist, and then they like ended on like a mediocre show that like they didn't have as much faith in, it might be like, okay, Defenders is next. I think that
the way that they did it is right. Like, especially if Iron Fist is really good, then it was a good job that they put the stinkers in the middle.
I just think they feel like everything they're cranking out is good.
I just want to see the Heroes for Hire. That better be an Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Them getting together and doing that would be fantastic.
All right, well, who's got I know Dust, you have some stuff, and then Brink, you have some stuff to screen share?
Yep. Yeah, I got some TF stuff. What do you got, Brink?
I got some Mezco stuff.
Oh, so
what do you guys want to see first?
Let's do the Mezco stuff first.
I vote Mezco. Right.
Also, while he's getting that ready, last week I was bummed that I missed that you guys were talking about some TV shows. I didn't hear one of you mention Three's Company. Not a one.
I did.
Well, you know, every time I threw an old school fucking sitcom out, everybody kind of just looked, yeah, okay, Dust, whatever.
I'll be waiting for you.
Three's Company, Chips.
I said some old school shit, at like WKRP Cincinnati, and they were like, yeah, they were like family matters, and
step by step.
They were dropping some new school shit, and I'm just like, fuck you guys.
But I did watch Soap Dust also. Billy Crystal, wasn't Billy Crystal, or is that Billy Crystal Benson?
No, Benson is a spinoff from Soap.
Oh, okay, but Billy Crystal wasn't in Benson. He was in Soap.
No, he was in Soap. Right. Jerry Seinfeld had an appearance in Benson.
Oh, I don't remember that shit.
Episodes. Yeah.
I remember some Facts of Life. Not even that. Oh, what was the one with Nell Carter? Give me a break.
Give me a break. Yeah. Give me a break. I don't deserve it.
This could go down a whole different.
I know. I'm going to stop right now.
A whole different conversation. But are laugh tracks dead on comedies?
No, they're still there.
Are they good? No. If you have one like a one camera sitcom, you know, like Seinfeld and stuff like that, I think you have a laugh track. But now these ones are using multiple cameras. I don't think you have it anymore.
Like current shows.
I think like anyway. Big Bang's definitely got a laugh track, right?
It does. It does.
It's got a live studio on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I thought I saw an interview with Kaylee Cuoco or whatever. She was talking about the laugh track or something like that. I don't know.
That's all right. You got
tickets to go see it.
What's that? You got tickets to go see it?
No, it's a pain in the ass to go and try and get tickets to go see it.
Because it's popular, or just because it's a pain in the ass to see it live broadcasting?
Because it's popular.
Michael G in the chat said we did talk about Three's Company.
Oh, all right. My bad. I wasn't really. Even when I'm a casual listener of the show, I miss some stuff.
Yeah, something slipped through the cracks.
All right, Brink, let it rip.
Speaking of cracks.
So can you guys see this?
Yeah.
All right. So, Jamie, you're going to have to correct me because I'm not sure if I got the right figures from the right year, but we'll see.
That's Popeye.
So this one I definitely remember from Classic Fanatics. So, anybody down for a Popeye figure?
Dude, I'm bummed that it's got cloth goods. Like, I think if this was like an SH figure as figure, I think it would be awesome. That's those forearms are fucking thick. I think SH figure has to make a Popeye and a Tom and Jerry. Get on it.
This is Mezco, right? 112?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's cloth goods. So just expect the next bunch of pictures to be cloth goods.
Those forearms, man, that looks like an elephant penis. I'm not going to lie.
That's this stuff here.
Why does he have no wrists, though?
Does he have the Batman crotch where his pants are like hanging down?
This figure is it's weird to me. Like, it looks,
his head doesn't match his body.
Yeah, like it just looks like things don't quite line up. That's why it's the cloth throws it. I don't think this is a figure that needed cloth goods.
His arms are soft goods, you know what I mean?
But like, this is like nicely done with a wash or whatever, and then it's like, this is all plain.
Like one of these things doesn't belong.
He looks too good.
His head is too good for the rest.
He looks too serious.
He's strong to the finish.
So again, if we didn't mention it, this is Mezco's Popeye. Oh, he should he come with a can of spinach as
yes,
a?
Yes, I was just going to ask. Yes, he should.
He does.
I think he should have a different. Yeah, he should have like puny arms.
Four cans.
Yeah, you should have like puny arms. Well, I guess even when he wasn't eating spinach, his arms were still kind of fucking jacked.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were. Like, he didn't.
He should have one accessory where he's squeezing the can and it's like in the air.
Shell former said he's been smoking that hard spinach.
I just got back here. It looks like he's got sleeves at his wrist. What is that? Is that an undershirt?
Yeah, that is.
Dude, those wrists look bad.
The seam.
Yeah, well, you know, look, they did the tattoos. He's got those anchors tattoos.
Is this the Robin Williams Popeye?
No, Robin Williams is never that jacked.
The face looks good.
Are they going to do it?
I mean, he was in the live action Popeye. I don't know if you know that.
No, I do. I do.
I completely forgot about that.
With I don't forget the girl lady that played Olive Oil, but she did.
Shelley Long.
Yeah, Shelley Long. It was from same.
No, it wasn't Shelley Long. Shelley Long was in Cheers.
No. Oh, I know.
Margot Kidder?
No, Margot Kidder was
from The Shining. Whoever was in The Shining.
Yeah, from The Shining or from Roxanne.
That scraggly ass chick from The Shining. Yes.
Dude, she was money as Olive Oil. Like, that's why she was. That's where they got the inspiration for that chick.
I know. It was Popeye's dad was
Shelley Duvall.
Burgess Meredith, I think, was Popeye's dad, right?
No, if you,
Burgess Meredith is Mickey.
It was Ray Walton.
Mickey. We're just all over the place.
Ray Walton that played it. Played his dad.
Burgess Ray Walton, yeah.
Ray Walton. He was my favorite Martian.
It does look like Burgess Meredith, though, thinking back to it.
Is there more pictures?
You're thinking like grumpy old
I just have this on.
Well, hold on. Do you? If you get this, do you need a Brutus?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need an olive oil?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you need a little baby Popeye?
Wait. Weren't there two?
What about Jinx? You need a Jinx?
Isn't Wimpy from this show, too?
Isn't there a Jinx? Isn't that the little Jinx character? Friday for a hamburger today.
Tuesday, right. Bro.
I know a lot of people. Wimpy W. Worthington. Just like Wimpy. Shut up.
Right. You better come with a plate full of hamburgers.
Wimpy? Yeah, fuck yeah. All
right. Wait, is it Brutus? There was two. There was two villains, right? One was Brutus and one was...
Brutus.
Just Brutus.
Bluto. Oh,
Bluto is his name. Maybe not Brutus. Brutus, I think, is the Disney version of Bluto.
Brutus, oh, with Goofy.
Yeah. I think it's that guy is Brutus. It is Bluto.
Oh, yeah, Bluto.
It was Bluto and Brutus. I think it was
There was two names.
Yeah.
There was two. Yeah.
I think we're spending too much time on Popeye.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Game is done.
Hey, we can keep talking about Walking Dead if you want.
No, we'll go to the next one.
Is there any other pictures of that figure? That's the only one?
No, sorry. Sorry, Kenny.
What do you need? You need more?
Well, I don't know. I want to see his accessories.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to watch last week's, the last Saturday's Plastic Fanatics, where James goes in-depth. I'm sure. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure he goes super in-depth on all these guys. Frank, you were there.
I was there.
Did he go in-depth on these figures?
Of course he did. The archiver never disappoints.
Hey, this is why we're just touching on this and discussing how we feel. If you want a full-fledged look at this, these figures... Hit up Plastic Fanatics.
And I have a feeling, James, what there's going to be a whole ton more this Saturday.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Hopefully.
Yeah. Is Toy Fair that was this coming weekend or was it this past weekend?
It's coming up.
Okay. Yeah, it starts Friday, goes through Tuesday.
Sweet. All right.
I like this picture of Daredevil. It looks like Ace Milo posed him.
Mezco's Daredevil.
Or me. Looks like I posed him.
I mean, we've seen this thing. Like, it's fine.
It's less than fine.
This is the Netflix one, right?
On the top.
Yeah.
That body armor doesn't look right at all.
I don't think the torso looks bad. The legs are really bad.
The top parts of the black, like on the left and right, I feel like there's something off there.
It's like he has a bra on.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to look at the show again, but like,
it doesn't look quite right. I remember when they teased these, we thought they looked good. Like, what happened? Have we just seen too much now? Like, we just.
I think we've seen too much.
Yeah, it's like we've come so far, like, from when they announced it to what they've put out. Now they're behind the ball.
Bluto became Brutus when he went to cartoon mode due to some issues with Paramount Pictures.
They're like, somebody owns the right to the name Bluto.
So.
All right, we done here?
Put it to rest.
Next slide. I'm gonna have nightmares. So Beetlejuice, they're making a deformed, looks like a bobblehead Beetlejuice. Man, why do this? You're better off this is the one figure that should have been made normal with soft goods, and it would have looked fine.
What's the name of this line? Something dolls or something.
Living Dead dolls.
Yeah.
No, man, they ruined it.
Yep. And supposedly they're making another movie. They're getting all the cast back together.
I've been hearing that for years.
I've heard that. What's his name? Said no. Why can't I think of the dude? Batman.
Michael Keaton.
Ain't getting that check, yo.
Michael Keaton said no.
He's doing too much good work elsewhere. He doesn't need people.
Speaking of him, watch The Founders, the fucking McDonald's movie.
I really watch that, man.
That shit was good. I watched that last night. Fucking scumbag.
All right, here's
not Michael Keaton.
Their Suicide Squad Harley Quinn.
Oh, you got a good picture of it here, Brink.
Yeah, the one you had, man, her proportions are way off looking.
I was like, yeah, this
doesn't look bad. This looks actually pretty decent.
So this makes a bad figure look good?
Or the other picture was backwards?
I think this angle, because you see nothing but ass, he's looking at the ass and the legs. And fishnets. Yeah.
What we looked at was, no, her head's go. Oh, my God, she looked like a man.
Yeah, that's right, man.
And where did you look at this? Where can we find that?
On Plastic Fanatics.
Listen, just Google the only show on Saturday night, and it'll pop up.
And this has that weird cut in the thigh region, isn't it? To what for G string?
Yeah, well, like, and if you look at it from the front too, like looks like she had like a
tummy tuck.
Yeah,
look at the hand holding the bat. It's like she's like not even gripping it. Like it looks all weird.
Now that we're tearing it apart, I can see all that.
Hey, you know, I'm not a really big guy on these Mezco. How much are these Mezco figures?
Like 50 bucks, 60, I think.
50 to 60.
Oh my god.
They're average.
Some of them are amazing, but some of them
I have Marvel terrible. Famous cover figures that look better.
I mean, they're not a bad price for what you're getting, you know, but
I had a roommate get the Dark Knight Returns Batman and it was amazing. But like some
I'm
of
not gonna shit on it because bad. I know nothing about that. I was just a lame attempt at a Lulz.
All right.
Keep it moving here.
Nick said she was Harvey Quinn.
Chat Wiganum says Michael Keaton's in for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, but listen. I may be wrong, but Chat Wiganum is definitely not the source. You want to go?
I've heard it both ways. I've
heard that. So let me just throw that out there. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, this is one I'm not sure if I got the right year. I was just downloading like Mezco picks off of Google.
Oh, great.
We don't even know if it's new news or old news.
Yeah. So, James, is this 2 years old? Is this new? What's the deal?
This is coming out this spring, I believe.
All right.
What character is this?
That's Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. All right. Just for people that are listening.
You could have just said Mezco Toy Fair reveal.
The Mezco Deathstroke.
I did dust. It was crazy.
Right. Everything that you find for the Mezco 112th is going to be new, except for what was released just now, Captain America and
Punisher.
Isn't the Punisher out?
Yeah, I think those are the only two that are out.
I know the Nerd Out guys just did a review on that.
So I gotta check that out.
Check out their channel for that review, Nerd Out with a K.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a good show.
All right. No, this looks good.
This one doesn't look bad. The pants don't look so bad, but
we plug it shit like a son of a
bitch. It makes it seem weird to me that they don't show the feet on this thing. I'm not gonna lie.
He's wearing a pair of Jordans,
and the shoulder pad on the right side looks like a crushed Coke can.
He's got some looser pants than I would think for this.
The left side, sorry, left side.
It's like he's wearing slacks. He's going to a meeting.
Yeah, let's after he takes off his top gear and he's ready to hipster it up in the city.
Hit a couple clubs.
Yeah, it's got a lot of pouches.
Is he drawn by that Liefeld dude who likes all the pouches?
All right, what's next?
Oh God!
Where's the soft goods?
There is no soft goods.
This is Iron Man. It reminds me of the old Toy Biz Iron Man that came out in like '93.
I am sorry.
I like it. It looks classic. That.
My reaction was just impulse. I just couldn't hold it in.
It looks good. I like it.
I think it looks good too. The face is the old school face. So I think that's probably what's throwing you off, Jamie?
Like he looks like he's got a receding hairline.
blah, blah, blah. I'm here too. Listen,
there's nothing wrong with a receding hairline, bro.
It reminds me of the Rocketeer, that suit, that armor. Not so much the figure, but just that armor.
Yeah. No love for the classic Iron Man.
I like
it. I think it's pretty rad looking. I loved the cartoon when their mouths would move, even when they were in the armor.
Well, you thought it like the old 60s Iron Man?
Or it might have been. I don't know. Something I watched when I was a kid in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Good old theme song. Of
in my face.
Iron Man.
He's got short hair, and like everyone's like shitting on him that he's like a young playboy, and then he gets a mullet, and his dad he grows a mullet, and then his dad puts his arm on his shoulder and goes,
"Oh, that's man. Definitely not the Iron Man that I watched as a kid."
I just love that he takes a mullet to be a man.
No mullets in the 70s.
I mean, that's a business style. Now you're all business if you have a mullet. Like, for real, if you think about it, you're going to have that haircut, you better be ready for fucking real, for real shit.
Every mullet is once, every person has a mullet is one step away from a black belt. They need to be.
All right. Let's move on. And this is their Ash. Evil Dead.
This is kind of cool.
Evil Dead. This is the first Ash figure.
That was young Ash before the potbelly.
Wait a second. His shirt is ripped, but it's not dirty at all.
It's like perfectly cut.
What the fuck?
It's posable shirt.
It's got a wire in it. So you can pose it however you
want. Nice. Oh, that's cool.
But this, I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
It's cool. This is the figure where it's appropriate, I feel, for soft goods.
I don't think this looks right. Like
that looks all decent.
No, yeah, the collars on all of these are always look bad.
That's a pretty wide fucking hemline there on the fucking shirt. Where the buttons are.
Get a clip on.
I know. It's
you think like the belt actually goes through loops and shit?
Shout out to Ken 72.
Yeah, I wish we had more photos of this. I'd like to see what the if the chainsaw like if he has a stub under there.
Well, Jay Patron or Jisk, I could tell you where to go to see those pictures.
That's on YouTube. I catch the PF usually on the audio version.
James, I think you said here his pants are a little weird.
Yeah, he's got too much of a. I mean, that's a long zipper for that those pair of pants thing.
I mean, he needs a long zipper. Come on,
he's hung like a horse.
That's a dick joke.
That's right.
That is a dick joke. He's rocking them fucking skinny saggies.
And to the realm, the only joke. I mean, the only show that makes dick jokes. that's not true, but. All right.
I do like the other head sculpt, though, that this guy comes with.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is anybody in on any of these so far?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
It's just not me. It's not that the figures are bad. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I don't own any of these. And
where's Chris? All right. Next up, we got their.
Their Wolverine,
who's wearing a latex bodysuit.
You know, guys, I said I'm going to check those Mezcos out.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do this.
That's a CG model. That's not the figure. Yeah, there's no way.
I agree. It looks CG to me.
He's wearing fucking gym shorts from 1952.
Look at the perfect shade, like the perfect shadow on his face. Like, there's no way.
Come on, guys, we're lining up. We're gonna play dodgeball.
He's got football pads for shoulders.
We're climbing the rope today.
The claws look like perfect, but the head sculpt looks perfect.
Yeah, the head sculpt's good.
Nick in the chat goes, "This Wolverine wears hockey pads."
Look at them fucking shoulder pads.
This fucking thigh. Dude, his calves are bigger than his fucking thighs.
Yeah, they are.
Where is this modeled from? Is this an alternate universe I don't know about?
He has cankles.
Is this like the, I don't know, the 1930s Wolverine?
Yeah, I don't recognize like the pattern of the...
I don't get it. I don't know what they were doing here.
This Wolverine sucks. And why the head doesn't... It just doesn't match. The head's...
No.
The claws and his forearms are dope. Like, that's the best part about it.
I see Marvel in the corner, so it's an official figure. So it has to come from something.
His arms and his head are on a CGI model.
There's got to be a design where this... Or I don't know.
Is he wearing those Daredevil short shorts?
Yeah, he's got
lining up for gym class. He's got
the boxer briefs on the outside.
He just needs a whistle around his neck.
That's it. All right, Bob, get up that rope.
Coach Logan.
He got dressed in the dark.
All right. That's terrible. Don't buy this.
Don't buy this.
It fucking sucks.
I just want an answer. Oh, my God.
No, this
Ascending
is cool.
Night. Batman.
I'm out on Mezco.
I like this one. This is a first appearance Batman or something, right?
I can understand if they didn't have the license and they're taking liberties, but what the fuck?
It's hard to tell.
There's got to be a reason for that cowl, but I mean, I don't recognize it. And I know Batman a little bit.
James knows. It's first appearance, right, James?
When was the last time you texted him? You don't know Batman.
James, like, I've already talked about this. Just please defer to Saturday's show.
That's what I'm telling you. You want a full fucking skinny on this. Get up that Plastic Fanatic.
I like the cape. The cape's pretty cool.
Ascending Night Batman. It's better than the loose skin Batman, I'll tell you that. Mezco did that one too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? They're ascending. Ascending profit margins in Mezco.
I think it's descending, but
they tried to make a current cowl and get it right. So they're like, let's make this other one. Yeah, we'll call it this.
I don't think it's pending licensor approval.
Yeah, well,
I don't think it looks bad either.
James, what were you going to say, James?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, okay. I'm
not into this.
Okay. I don't think it's bad, but I just don't know what it's from.
What is it about these that you're not into, James?
The soft goods dolls. I'm not really into.
Okay.
And it's just, I've already invested in the DC Classics and all this other stuff, and even the DC Collectibles. It's not a route that I want to go.
It's not a realm you want to get into?
Realm.
Get not into. A realm.
There's nothing about this that really sparks any interest for me. I mean, even if you told me they were $20, I would be like, eh. I don't know, man.
It's cool that they come with a stand. I do like that. And I hey. Wish other companies would do that too. So you can do some dynamic poses, but nah, I'm not.
So buy the figure, use the stand and throw the figure out. I don't know. $50.
This Batman doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the Wolverine, but that Wolverine, I can't. Ugh.
All right.
This dude's fucking kind of scary looking. I like it.
I don't like the way the cloth bunches up. Like you can see at his elbow on his boomerang.
Yeah, I don't mind his soft goods enough. Like the cowl with the way the ears come out is just a little.
Yeah, it's just so small.
Exaggerated. With
the soft goods, it's hard to do it right because there's only so small you can get stitching and whatnot. Yeah. Like on the Ash collar, I mean, there's only so small you can get. If you're on like a Hot Toy size figure, I think that's like.
I've seen some pretty close stitching.
They're all just wearing puffy shirts.
And all this stuff is probably glued on. So, and this is stretchy fabric, so it'll probably like come unglued after a while. And
start
you think even off. Like those rivets and stuff on the arm, or like the threading on the arm, is all glued on? Like, see how it's got the plastic,
or like ironed on, like heated on, or something.
Yeah, so it's like mesh, and then it has like the design in it.
I think it's a sweet look, but like Brink said, I don't think it'll last long enough.
I like the emblem, like the symbol on the chest, how it's raised off like that. Seems pretty cool.
He went to Selena Kyle, got a second opinion on the outfit.
Yeah, okay. I need some leather.
She played an April Fool's joke on him. Yeah, that cowl looks good.
It looks good. I like it.
But it's weird, like these textures, they just look out of scale. It just doesn't look nice.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, next.
All right, Doctor Strange.
He looks good.
That looks good.
That looks good.
Yeah, that ain't hating on that. Wow.
You know why? Because he hides the collar with all of his cape shit.
Oh, yeah. Look, what the fuck is up with the collar? It's like straight up on one side and then super angled down the left.
It has wire in it, so you can shape it. You know what? Why I think this guy looks good? Because he's not meant to have tight clothing on, so it's more like...
He fits the character.
It fits the character more.
It's Kenny, like I think that's the back part of the cape. I don't think that's the collar. I think it's the back of the cape.
He's a character that would wear soft goods, and you'd be like, okay, I get it. It wouldn't look. It looks better with the soft than it does with the plastic line. You know, being a plastic molded.
Does this need to come with like?
I was going to say the hard, but I didn't want to go there.
Does this need to come with magic accessories similar to the way the Marvel Legends did it?
Oh, those little circle thingies.
I think that's cool. I like that they did that. I think they made it look cool.
Did anybody ever see the Batman? It was like a Bat in the Sun movie called City of Scars.
Nope.
Okay. The Batman in that, he's a great actor. He's a great Bruce Wayne Batman, but his costume is too fabric-y, and I wonder why that's why some of the Batman figures don't look quite right, because it should be a little bit more of an armor instead of a fabric.
Right.
Even in that movie, everything about it's great, but his costume like just takes you out of it a little bit because it's like a spandex.
Now this Doctor Strange actually is the best. I think the best looking one we've seen so far.
It still kind of looks like the Wolverine effect, where it's like a little bit of CG or going on.
Yeah, I think part of the two is like whoever did these photos like just want a little nuts on the background.
And it's also like his classic costume too. Like,
yeah,
it's not a new modern one, or it's not a really old one. It's like the one that you know him most in. You know,
does he come with a Wi-Fi password accessory?
Oh,
Next slide.
On that note,
all right, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I wonder why she looks so weird.
Oh my god, look at her! Look at her leg in the background.
Yeah, her leg is messed up. And face,
dude, Mezco is throwing smoke and crack.
look at the thigh seam,
right?
Fucking shit. They photoshopped her, like, you know, you get the figure, her legs are going to be beefier. They did some Photoshop tricks to make her skinnier.
I like that theme, but I don't like that figure.
All right, next.
Rebirth, this is why Figuarts hasn't gotten around to do their Wonder Woman.
You know, it's funny you say that, James, because at this point, I would just wait for figure arts for everything.
So yeah. What is the line that doesn't get the licensing and kind of like a third party making, like, is that figure arts or something like that? I really don't know too much about them. You know,
I don't think that there is a third party for like DC and Marvel figures. I think everybody gets the license.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but is there a company that does figures that aren't licensed? I'm trying to remember what you guys were talking about. You know, I guess I don't know much about when it comes to action figure wise, because I tapped out in the 90s, you know? So I'm trying to remember, like, Play Arts Kai is licensed, yep. SH is licensed, NECA's licensed, Mezco's licensed, so there is no non-licensed.
Next slide.
Next slide.
Sorry, I'm just asking a question.
No, I mean, listen, you can ask, but let's.
So this is the Mezco
Tay.
Sleeping Tay version.
second time on the hangout. Caught him snoozing.
Pull the dust mites.
I wonder what the articulation's like.
Shout out to Tay, man. He'll be on tomorrow's hangout. Hopefully not sleeping.
And that's
a cool dude. I liked hanging out with him the other night.
Yeah, Tay's a good dude.
That's funny. All right, Dust. You're up.
I'm up, huh?
Some Transformers news.
Let me
see. Ruse, get ready.
Before I do that, let me get it opened up first.
That's what she said.
Yes, sir.
Is everybody going to see the Logan movie when it comes out?
Yes, I will go.
You're not going, James?
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, I was surprised.
It's the dorm.
When does that come out?
March 3rd.
Third? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So soon.
The third.
Yeah, I'm in on it. I don't think it looks terrible.
It won't beat up Power Rangers.
What did you say about Power Rangers?
I'm just saying it won't beat up Power Rangers. Again, I'm going against the norm.
Yeah, I was like,
Same opening weekend?
Nah, it's later on in the month.
All right, you guys got this?
Yep.
All right. Little dust mites action.
Actually, I don't see anything. I just see your logo.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to see.
Oh, all right. Perfect.
Cool.
Oh!
Are you sharing anything yet?
It's a cup.
You haven't seen it yet?
I don't see shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I see just your icon.
I know. That's just you. Because I saw a cup.
Okay. All right, cool. Everybody else is good?
I see it now, yeah.
All right, cool. Bad Cube announced a little spoiler today. I didn't write down what they wrote, but here's a little teaser or something they said. It's we're working on a newer design or something, new robot or some bullshit. The pickup truck, and look at the blue. What do you guys think?
I think it's a cup. Pipes. It's all rusted out. I'm hoping that it's a cup. I mean, it's about fucking time. Enter the cup wars now.
Yep. I don't know if that's a cup, though, because it's too old of a vehicle.
Well, they said their version is going to be a newer design.
Ah, get the fuck out.
Old character.
Old character. Newer.
Old beat up truck.
So this isn't going to be like the re-release, the version 2 of Gears?
No, I think they're just saying that, like, hey guys, this is the picture that we found on Google, and it's got similar colors, and it's a pickup truck.
We are working on a newer version
with a robot mode with a simpler design transformation, they said.
So is a newer version as in it's a new design to... To them or a new?
I think they're saying new design from the fucking picture. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I hope. Okay.
A futuristic fucking pickup truck.
Truck speed up.
Come on, guys. Isn't that art?
So there's no other vehicles, no other Transformers that this could be, including Minibots? Like,
no.
But why would they do that? I think Bad Cube is, they're still trying to crank these main characters out.
I agree. And I thought this was really.
I
thought it was kind of weird how they came out with this, but.
I will say.
So they want to go toe-to-toe with Fans Toys now. So.
If it's not Cup, I'll buy just the new trip.
Can anybody Google?
Still going with Toy World.
You heard it here first.
Anybody want to find what? Let me.
Yeah, he said Toy World.
Let me search that cube real quick.
Fucking troll.
Yeah, what's crazy? Okay. We haven't seen a teaser like this in a long time.
This is what they said. The crew have made some improvement on a new design. Vehicle and robot look good now.
Maybe they had a shitty version.
Transformation. Easiest among our product. Maybe news in a couple of weeks.
Listen, Bad Cube, your cleverness doesn't translate the language.
So, yeah, well, the crew have made some improvement on a new design. So that's what, well, the way I get it is they're showing you this picture saying that the crew has made improvements on this old design to a new design. And it's a pickup
truck. There's too much rust. Does anybody think there's too much rust on this design?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to the fucking next picture.
Why are the tires flat?
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Unilamp.
All right. So Transformers Official is putting out a Unicron table lamp.
Table lamp.
That is pretty fucking dope.
It looks cool. Look at the hot rod. But I hate that they put the hot rod in it because it throws the scale off.
Oh, I didn't even see him. He like blended into his leg for me.
It looks good, man. I wish that this was a fucking actual figure.
Yeah.
Well, rip that fucking hot rod off of it, and it's fucking dope.
I didn't see it.
Right. I didn't even know. It was a
hot rod. What do you guys think? Retail $250?
Who's it's?
Oh.
Why does he got a Decepticon logo?
Because I guess
he's a bad guy.
It's not a logo. It's just on the. It's on the pick on the
Go on back one more.
Believe God makes it.
Believe God makes it.
Well, it says Believe God at the bottom.
Yeah, back out.
Is that the company?
Believe God, and what's the summer story?
Soldier Story. Soldier Story.
Oh, Soldier Story, sorry.
Subliminal message, Believe in God.
If it's heavy, $2.99. If it's light, $99.
$179.99.
Yeah, but where do you put the shade?
You know, there's no lampshade for this.
Yeah, like
the wings. The wings are the shade.
Do the wings become the shade?
It's a table lamp, so where's the shade?
I mean, it looks really good. It looks
light up a room.
Like, I don't see the little chain that you click, pull down on.
The lamp is just the belly.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is it like his six pack is the light? That's
you
it.
Know, there was more pictures that show more illumination, but I just didn't feel like fucking.
Look at this. It says lighting and projector remote controlled, so it's going to project something on it.
Hmm.
I wonder if the Matrix projects out of that little blue beam.
I think
that would be worth it for Hot Rod to be in there.
There is a Decepticon logo on the fucking base.
Yeah, it's on the base. It's there.
It's on the left.
It's both. It's on the base. It's on there.
He's evil.
He's not a Decepticon.
Evil.
Oh, he transcends factions.
Oh,
he does.
You complicated man.
It looks really good, but it's dumb. You want my pick?
And it has a remote control.
Yeah,
so you can remote control.
Dude, Matt Baldwin just said it's a projected dick shadow. Then I'll buy it.
All right, guys, we don't have much Transformer news here, so if you want to milk this, we'll milk it.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's a lamp. It's like a $200 lamp.
It'll probably be more than that.
If you had a room that was just Transformers, you may want to consider it.
Well, yeah, that's great.
I mean, a lot of us probably do.
I don't look at it as a lamp. I look at it like a light up statue.
That's what I was just gonna say. Why don't they just call it what it is? It's a statue with fucking light up.
When I heard table lamp, I'm looking for a fucking shade. I'm looking for a little fucking chain.
It's a way to get your significant other to jump on board that it's worth buying. That's all,
dude. That'll never. As Charles asked me, how is it dumb? I don't know. It's just for me, it's useless. That's how I think it's dumb.
Yeah, there's just
no function in my life. And therefore...
Well, for the six people that are going to buy it, that's great.
Is the Armada figure with his light-up fist the lamp?
That is more function.
Right? All right, moving on.
Well, I hopefully they do Primus.
I'd probably more...
Then you have matching ends, right? You have one on one end table and the other on the other end table.
Yeah. It would have been better if it really was a lamp and it was just him in planet mode and you just had a screw light bulb in him.
Like a little light-up planetarium. He shows the stars.
You're like, your significant other's good and you're evil. Good night, babe. Good night. Click.
You got the good guy.
All right, moving on. This dropped right after last week's show. I believe it dropped while we were doing the hangout, so I know we didn't discuss this yet, but pictures of Mackie Toys Let Down Beat and Hova. The infamous Hova, which I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think they're just trying to show what the prototype would look like with it.
I saw a post from Sarah Zhang today saying, hey, maybe soon, like a $10, she wants a $10 deposit or something. Like
Wow. Maybe they just fuck it.
Back. I just don't understand. Why would they even do that, Justin? If you think it's dead, I think this thing's still coming out.
You think so? I think maybe they're just going to show you what it would have looked like.
But what's the point of that? Like, here's something you're never going to get. But take a fucking look.
Yeah. Or maybe someone that's not with the company, or if the company's defunct and they still have the prototype, you're just like, fuck it. I'm just going to show you what could have been.
The company's name is Hova?
No, it's a Transformer rollout.
Yeah. The character's name is Nova.
Oh yeah, that was the first thing that they teased, wasn't it?
There's the first Jazz that we saw.
H to the Izzo.
This has spin out, Omnigonic spin out written all over.
Yeah, because that chest is way wide.
And I remember we were like, wow, this looks really cool. This might be a contender.
That makes me like Downbeat a whole lot more.
I don't know if you have the pictures of the alt mode. The alt mode does look
good. Yeah, I got them all.
Yeah, the alt mode does a lot better.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. I mean, the doors look bad, but
yeah. Now that the whole bottom here, it's like oof.
Oh, I know. It's Wei Zhang. Wei Zhang's gonna have this thing upsized before Transformer Rollout even puts out the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you want to like Downbeat? I want to.
He's good. Downbeat's good.
Yeah, it's growing on me. You know, there's some issues and it's Jazz. It's on a shelf. It works. I mean, if I don't touch it, I'm good.
Matt is in the chat. Said it's too wide in the chest. And
who?
And then he called you an idiot.
Then he called you a jerk off asshole motherfucker.
He's a dumbass.
I'm telling you, man. NJCC March 12th. Hell in the Cell, Asian Kid Matt.
Matt's still saying it's a pod.
Yeah, so the alt mode looks cool the way it's like bent in the middle. You remember the cartoons.
Like deformed. Yeah.
I like that a lot. And it's a lot cleaner too. I mean, you got a little bullshit here, but it's not as much, and you don't have a little peekaboo.
I don't think that's that bad on the Downbeat.
Wait till you get it in hand.
You know,
no, it's fine. It's
look at that back, Hova. Yeah. The Hova's got issues too.
Mm. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's got a long beak.
Mm-hmm. But even it's got some shit underneath. Like, it's got kibble underneath.
Nah, it does. It does have a long beak.
Got that big bird thing going.
God, I hope for their sake that it's decent, that it's not as bad as Spin Out. Like, it doesn't have to be as good as Make Toys, but I just hope that it's at least a well-built
thing. Yeah, quality's on point. You can look past it.
Right.
I don't want anybody to fail.
A lot cleaner from the back.
Yeah. Oh, the alt mode to me is hands down way better.
Here's a comparison with some MP Lambo.
That vehicle mode it looks like it's shorter too than Jazz.
Just a little tad. Maybe his ears aren't as long.
By a pair of look at his shoulders aren't even as high.
Yeah.
It is wide, man. That is a wide shoulder.
Yeah, that fucking chest is wide.
They should have called them wide load.
Yeah. I mean, so is the sideswipe when you look at it, though, too. I think the chest is just different on sideswipe. So,
next up, for you IDW fans,
I'm all in on this.
Yep. This is the MMC.
Yep,
Hot Rod.
Looks a lot better than the old pictures that we saw with very orange. Remember, it looked like a bottle of Frank's and Stephen Ed's hot sauce.
Yeah, it was like bad lighting on those.
A bottle of buffalo wing sauce.
He was Hot Rod at this point in the comic, wasn't he? Still Rodimus?
I think he's. Fuck, I haven't read it in a bit.
Like on Lost Light, is Rodimus. Rodimus, right? Yeah. Okay.
I think they still called him Rodimus.
Yeah, he asked people to call him that. If I remember correctly.
That's right.
Does he come with
a rod pod?
I think he was stripped of the Matrix, but I'm trying to remember because it's been a while.
Yeah, he doesn't have the Matrix anymore.
But he wants to be still called Rodimus.
Yeah, he still like idolizes Prime, so he's like, call me Rodimus.
It's my favorite version of the character, though. It's like spot on.
Oh yeah, this character in IDW actually makes me like Hot Rod again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah,
the way he
plays off of like Ultra Magnus and just like what? All the other characters.
Go back one picture.
Yeah, I have a question about it too.
No ankle rocker.
I was just gonna, dude. Well, it looks like it has it.
It looks like it's right there.
Yeah. Oh, they just don't fucking know how to use it. Fucking
yeah. Look right here. You got the. You got the pin, you got the swivel right there.
Yeah, but the Hasbro using it. Why wouldn't they even fucking use it?
It's probably someone just taking pics, man.
Vehicle
mode.
I have complete faith in MMC.
And then when you add the crossbow, I guess it gives it like a battle mode, add the gun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's aggressive looking. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice play on it.
Looks like it's pretty fun to transform too.
I think he looks rad. Yeah. That's been their biggest like downfall for me is like some of their transformations are just like a pain in the ass.
Or very simple. Yeah.
Oh, another problem.
Like the Fembot one is like I cannot get together in alt mode. Yeah. Like the robot mode is like it blows me away. but I can't get it together in the alt modes.
What size is there a size comparison? Like, what size do you think he's going to be? And if there's no there's, size comparison,
yeah, I do. I do. I mean, if there's a size comparison with their Megatron, but
okay,
you can store the crossbow. Did he have a crossbow in the comic? I guess he would have to.
No, not in the comic. I think it's just
he had it animated.
Animated, yeah.
Oh wow! So is this like a hybrid between the animated and?
I think they just added that because he. Does he ever have like a pistol in the comic?
I think he does, but not like
well, there's a pistol right up here, and
yeah. So okay, maybe they just wanted something extra.
Maybe to make it not so IDW, but kind of a little bit their own. Also, the same.
Just add some accessories to it.
They got to justify that $90, man.
That's it. That was probably going to be $110
for the bow. That's badass.
A little close up on the headgear here.
I don't know if I like his face.
Yeah, I don't either, man. Me and you are.
Yep.
In it to win it together.
So that face is actually kind of wide, I guess. Yeah, look at
him. I'm in on him. Look at that character. Look at him.
Here's with their Megs.
What do you want from me?
So hey, Megs totally an ankle
rocker. Look at his right foot on the left. That's totally an ankle rocker.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it'll go because that inside panel.
Yeah, that inside panel is going to give us some restriction.
So Megatron is what, Voyager class? So he's
just like under.
In between Voyager and Deluxe? That's not a bad size.
Well, you own my figures, right? You own
Megatron is as tall as Tarn. So, what size is Tarn?
Yeah,
I'd say.
He's as big as Tarn. Holy shit, that's almost. Yeah.
That means Hot Rod is like the K-On size.
He's probably like
he'll be like Chug Springer ish.
He's gonna be just like the Cloud runner.
Yeah, little Cloud. Voyager size. Yep.
Yeah, because I got that Cloud. I don't think I need this. Well, I know I don't need this, but.
Here's a comparison from the comic.
I wish I had that silver on those shoulders.
Shout out to the guy who did this. It wasn't me.
Yeah, the silver would have been cool.
In those vents there, yeah, to break up the yellow just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more paint.
Get a Sharpie.
Yeah, get a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Silver Sharpie heals a lot of...
Hey, what's up with the salmon thighs?
Yeah, he just wanted to try something new.
Yeah, I think that's probably still prototype because there's no way they can release that as salmon. That's
I kind of like how
I think that's done, dude.
I think the red would have just been too much red, and so they just had that color. Like
I bet you that's done, bro.
Wait for the TFCon exclusive.
The knee pads here look a little bit better. I think if they would have went a little bit more,
or added the yellow.
I wish the middle of the chest went down just that top part of the yellow went down just a little bit more so you could have a larger Autobot logo there.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I had this. I wish I had that.
I know. I'm wishing a lot, man.
More like that. Damn.
I'm going to make my own figures now.
Oh, but I love it. But then they just changed this thing. And they changed this. Oh, no, but I love it. I love it. No, but it's great. It's great. But if they change this too.
I got to tell you, looking at these comic book comparisons, they really nailed it. They really did. They got it.
They did a good job. They took some liberties and
stuff. They fucking got it.
They did a good job.
Now the yellow's too high.
Does it come in red and yellow?
All right,
we good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this one slipped through the cracks, but we just didn't want to talk about it last week, but I think we need to discuss it because there's nothing else to talk about.
X2 Toys, their Headmaster Jetfire.
What the H? Dude,
it doesn't even look like
Dirtfire's cousin.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's got a whole inbred family over there, I guess.
But why? Why is the plastic? I know it's a prototype, but why green plastic? It's so fucking good. Maybe you know what? Maybe they underpaint it. Maybe it's like an underpainting technique when you put white on top of it. It looks minty.
Head on. I mean,
wow! I thought that was the headmaster.
So did I, man. Small. So did I. It's like the headmaster's head comes off.
Out of all the characters, like why? Like there's just no.
I mean, maybe he's going to be in the comic.
This will never make it out. This will never make it to production.
The figure doesn't look that bad. I mean, it's a dumb that has a helmet, but like overall, the sculpt of the figure isn't terrible.
It doesn't. I don't. Really? It doesn't look like Jetfire to me.
Do you think it's terrible?
It is a command. It looks like Springer and Jetfire had a baby.
I think I could craft something out better.
Nice, get him, James.
He looks like Omega Supreme here. It's just oh, it's a mess. It's a hot
I'm
mess.
Building my tracks.
I mean, there's worse. There's worse. Dirt Fire was way worse.
At least let me talk to you like I did when I was
like I used Cybertron.
Yeah, but at least one person.
Hey, you know,
at least one person.
Down, I'm tiling the floor.
There's at least one person that bought Dirt Fire. I don't think we'll know anybody that buys this.
There's a few people that finished his kitchen. Dude, if the price is right, you know somebody will buy it.
That's
just for
it.
The balls.
You know when you see it on eBay and it says, you know, offer. There you go. Make an offer.
Make an offer.
All right. This was the big talk today.
Yes.
Dude, I scrolled for like 10 screens and it was nothing but this.
Yeah.
Every group, everyone was posting.
A really good render of Titans Return Trypticon, right?
Yeah, this looks fantastic.
It's a render? That's not the prototype?
I
heard it was a render. I was talking to Darius since it was a render.
I hope that tail actually looks like a tail.
Well, you know what? I thought so too. The first thing I thought was just call me Stubby.
Yes.
Yeah, then when I went back and I started looking at pictures of the toy and the tune, it's pretty close.
Yeah, it does
could,
end
it could,
a little
it could bevel a little bit more.
Yeah, it's pointier. But it's just this one just like it's like a Doberman tail.
And didn't they say that they took a voter poll on what Trypticon they wanted the most, and everybody went G1 toy, and that's what they gave us.
I'm down with this.
Do you have a picture of the G1 toy also?
Yeah, of course I do.
Don't worry, Perfect Effect's gonna release the tail add-on kit tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't want to go further until we'd like to discuss a little bit more here, but it's got a lot of detail work from the render, or they say it's a render. It doesn't seem like there's much paint, but there's that's probably just all decals.
And there's some color breakout for different plastics.
Yeah. So. I mean, looking at like the G1 toy and the Platinum Edition, this looks gives a little bit more life to it with the color, you know?
I don't know, man.
For Trypticon, it really looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really looks good.
I'm down with it.
I dig it.
And it's going to have the walking feature, and it's going to still transform into a base mode. I think this is...
Is it definitely having a walking feature, or they just added these just because the toy had it?
Let me ask you guys two questions. Do you want it to walk?
No.
I really don't care. If it does,
it's fine, yeah.
If it kind of hinders some articulation, not that I'm going to articulate something this large, but if it hinders some of the articulation, I'd rather it not.
Right.
Because you know you're not going to get a wide stance or anything like that. Not that Trypticon does need to have a wide stance, but
no,
hey.
I think that's it.
It looks like he's got ankle rockers, so he must be able to get that. And I thought when they showed us the leg, I thought they showed like or just the way he was holding it, like it was bent over. So I think he's going to have a little bit of a
maybe stance. because you know the legs are going to have to come outwards and open up.
Yeah, I think that's transformation. I think those rockers are for transformation for the base mode.
Maybe, yeah.
And my next question is, who's in on this?
Me.
I'm in.
I honestly think I might get it.
Yeah, I'm in, but I'm going to wait for that Christmas sale. I can't remember when Fort Max is going for cheap.
I'm buying it first day I see
it. You know, I'm ready to clean up Metroplex and put them up for fucking sale in the fucking NGC.
Wouldn't you want to keep Metroplex now that you're getting
it? Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I was thinking about cleaning up my Metroplex and throwing them for sale in the NJCC, but I may hold on to it now.
Jamie, you said you are in on this? I didn't
know. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's not blowing me away like, oh my god, but it's
very slavish to the G1,
yeah.
Which is it's nice, but I hope it doesn't have electronics for the walking mechanism because it's going to hinder everything about it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's exactly what I think.
Well, it looks like those that green like on his hip there, it looks like that folds out. So unless there's like an intricate way that it goes back together for the walking feature, I don't know if it will have it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then why throw the purple thing in between a leg?
Yeah, no,
because,
I know.
Why? Because the G1 toy had it, and I know that's what they're going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Not IDW, it's not G1 tune, it's more G1 toy.
I'm out. I'm not in on it. But, I mean, not because I think it looks terrible, it's just because I don't need it.
Well, the way I'm thinking is this, is like I'm not a huge Trypticon fan, you know, came towards the end, and, you know, it wasn't something that I had as a kid, but... Watching the show, like, I got to have a Trypticon. I got a Metroplex. I did have a Metroplex as a kid. I just didn't have a Trypticon. But
I might accidentally get two.
I'm looking forward to what Hasbro will do with this guy, because unlike Metroplex, Trypticon had a lot of little accessory pieces that it came with. I mean, Metroplex did too, but like the ramps and stuff, so you could have them in his base mode and all that other type of stuff.
He's got the car in the chest, so we know that's there.
Yeah, is this going to be there. Is this going to be Titan's Return line? Like, are they going to have it interact with all the heads? Yeah.
Wasn't it coming out? Wasn't that the thing? Was it coming out after Titan's Return was over?
Like, I think it's going to be right at the end into the Prime Wars, because this is a Titan.
Yeah, because they had the Metroplex, like what's his name? Fort Max, like leading the way, where they had like, oh, look at all the Titan, the Titan Masters everywhere, all over it, you know, and he's got the pegs everywhere. So, I mean, it would make sense if they just had him on there anyway, even if he is after the line. But
And another thing I'm thinking, like, we're not going to get a third party scale trip or Trypticon like a G1.
You don't think Make Toys is going to make something similar?
Yeah, but you know, Make Toys has they have those stylized liberties, man. They don't keep it.
Do you think this thing will be 2 feet tall, like Metroplex?
I think it's going to be the scale. But you know, look at the arms. The arms look like they're just going to be up and down, man. You know what I mean? I don't think there's going to be no butterfly on it at all. There's not going to be. It's just going to be up and down, claw action.
Upgrade kits.
Any wrist swivel there, man.
The original had the same thing with the arms. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But it would, hopefully, if they do electronics, it better work in both modes like they did with the original.
But
didn't they say that it was going to walk? Wasn't that one of the things they said in the beginning?
Well, everybody jumped. Something
they teased, you know.
I think everybody jumped to conclusions because they saw the runners and the.
It has
all the runners and like all the.
The stabilizers between the legs. So.
Right.
I think it will.
You're right, Jamie. The Star Wars, the AT-AT walks.
Yeah. And it looks the same with that. So.
Now, can you guys see possibly how this gets retooled into Omega Supreme or Scorponok? Because
maybe the torso.
I can't figure it out just yet. But
I don't think you can. I don't think you could do that to any one of those characters.
maybe an extension for the tail. Well,
Would you have thought of that when Metroplex came out about Fortress Max?
So much on him.
I mean, there's a lot of retooling on him. So you never know.
His whole shin to the same.
Have a robot mode.
His whole bottom half of his body.
What's that, James?
Unless Scorponok doesn't have a robot mode and we only get a scorpion and we get a base mode.
Yeah, then who the fuck wants a Scorponok that doesn't?
So it might.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a true robot mode in it. Yeah. Yeah.
Which would suck, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, unless someone comes out of the fucking nowhere and says, hey, we got a true G1, you know? Trypticon, I mean, this is going to be what you want, I guess.
Yeah. Do you guys think we'll get photos of the base mode this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to see a lot more this weekend. We're going to see actual fucking pics on a table, and then we can judge from there. So I'm sure next Monday we'll have a little bit more to talk about, or Saturday night
on Plastic Fanatics. It's got to be at least 2 feet. I mean, didn't we see the teaser with the leg?
Yeah,
the leg was fucking huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, from the thigh up, it's about the same height as the leg, so it's
all right. I'm just going to run the leg comparison.
Yeah, let's see the next one.
Here is the G1 toy.
See, honestly,
that thing's so great. Look at it. I love that thing.
I wish that this new one wasn't as detailed. I like the smooth version of it.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. There's a lot of vents and.
It's like almost for me a little too busy, but
a lot of hard.
A lot of squeaky gears.
It's funny. Everyone thought Metroplex was kind of dull, but once you put a black pen to it and did some of the paneling, it popped out, but now people are on the reverse for Trypticon.
Yeah, I think what they did was they, instead of giving you that option to highlight these areas, they actually highlighted it and sculpted it. They gave us more sculpting. They gave us more detail. We say we want more detail. Well, here it is.
I don't think it's going to look as busy in person. Right. I just think the way it's
rendered.
It's a render, you know.
Yeah, so let's see what happens this weekend. Let's see what they show us this weekend. So we'll have a follow up next Monday or Saturday night on.
Dude, the wheels on that tail always just killed me. That's just.
It was part of it, man.
No, I know, but
this is the G1.
So awesome!
Oh man, Trypticon versus the Dinobots. Oh, that'd be a cool fucking.
What's this one?
the Platinum re-release.
Ooh, that's like the worst of the three.
A little bit of a repaint action. Then we got Tune.
Oh yeah, I guess his tail does look like shit.
Yeah, I told you. I told you the tail was stubby. I had to go back and look, and I'm like, all right, I got to take back what I said. The tail is stubby.
Remember the way he talked? He's like an idiot.
Yeah, come on, man. Megatron, let me talk to you like I used to be a talk to me. So, and that was who did
wrong
you? Didn't the dude from
Fresh Prince?
No, Raymond. The Raymond Show.
The brother?
The voice? Yeah, the brother. He did the voice.
Yeah, he did. Right? He did. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Raymond. Yeah, that's it. The Raymond Show.
That was a good show. No one mentioned that last week.
I hate that show. If you know, everybody loves Raymond, I ain't that everybody. He's got them dainty hands.
His brother says, not everybody. There we go. That looks
just a little bit more. Well, this was the bumper. This was the commercial bumper there. You get a little bit more. He doesn't have much.
It's always funny to see that. He looks like he's blind in the cartoon.
Yeah. And you know, he had a couple of stuff, a couple of spots in season three. But he did a lot more in Headmasters. There was a lot going on, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
A couple of Headmasters, and then you had Scramble City.
Yeah, Scramble City. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he destroyed the arc, that bastard.
And I wanted to show the back to show the tail. This one shows a little bit more, but you can see where the base mode comes in effect there. And that,
yeah, there's stairs on his tail.
Look at that Metroplex. Cool.
Wow.
Rock him, you got some hips on him.
Oh, wow. Shout out to that guy.
All right.
And then we went. Oh.
Virus alert.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. This is the comic.
Yeah, he said, okay, install virus. Yes.
Yeah. Flippers. Shout out to
the comic. Yeah, it looks a lot like the comic, too.
Yeah. Comic. The comic always adapted closer to the toy because comic was made to present the toy to people, you know, before the show. Remember, comic was first. And then I went back to this. So if you guys want to discuss this a little bit more after we just saw all that.
Yeah, you know what? The tail needs to be longer to stabilize it.
It just needs a little. I mean, just looking at what we saw, it just needs a little bit more.
That could be the angle, though, too. I mean, depending on how big that thigh is, he may.
Or just beveled. It just needs to be beveled a little bit more. You know, come to a little bit more of a thinner point. It doesn't need to be Godzilla with a fucking pointy tail.
Yeah,
it
just needs zoom in a little bit more on like his shoulder area.
I think
whatever you like.
If that's lean forward one more notch, it'll look normal. Like I think because he's standing so upright, if it's hunched over a little bit.
If he could balance hunched over that one more click.
All right, Kenny. So if they redo this as Gigastorm, you going to buy it also again?
Probably.
A Gigastorm is a Beast Wars character?
Yes. Yeah. Beast Wars second.
Hey, if this thing walks, for those of you who have cats, are you just going to have a really fun afternoon?
Oh, I should do a video for you when I get Omega and Gigastorm and Triptychon and all the other.
Lock them all in one room.
And then we could just put some music in there. Dun, da, 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 da,
my cat's
YouTube. No, Godzilla music. Dun, 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 dun.
Or just put the Pharaoh Munch shit. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. All right, so
Star Trek fighting music.
Zoom in one more time. I got a question.
I zoomed in. You didn't say anything.
Because everybody was talking.
Okay.
So is that a car on his chest?
Yes.
Yeah, it's full tilt.
Okay, so there is a – okay,
I don't know his gun. Yes.
His name is Full Tail, but he doesn't have a full tail.
Full tilt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just joke. Bad joke. Shut up.
So there is a car, and you said what about his gun?
Oh, he comes with a gun. That's one of the banes of the G1 is that damn gun.
The one that's on the chest of the car?
Yeah.
The roof of the car?
And I heard that Full Tilt is going to be more like a big deluxe size figure, whereas like Scamper was a tiny little Legends.
Is that going to be
it does transform too, right?
Okay. Because look at the head of Fort Max. That was a pretty big figure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Will that be a Headmaster? Will that figure have a headmaster?
I doubt this will have a headmaster. I think they're just going to do pop the chest out.
Zoom back in. I had another question.
Oh, Jesus, Jay.
No. Okay, so does it? Am I the only one that notices? Go down a little bit now.
I need more
of his shoulder. More of his shoulder.
So gotta go up.
That's up.
There. So does it look like his shoulder is permanently attached, and he only moves his elbow?
Maybe.
No, I think we're gonna get a little bit of a swivel. It'll go up and down.
It does look like that whole thing butterflies up from the purple. That whole purple plate.
If you look here, right up here, you got like a pin right in there. It'll pop up. So.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you're gonna have to get this.
And shoulder. It's probably gonna be really bad. Tabs and it's going to pop out all the time. So shut up.
I think it'll be too tight and then you'll feel like you're breaking it if you're
putting it. Shout out to Clear Nail Polish.
Man, that's a lot of stickers. I mean, I know that Fort Max and both Metroplex had a ton, but you can see where they're going to put all these stickers.
Oh, Metroplex.
The legs look great. Wow. Like the color breakup in the legs. Like that.
Yeah. Looks awesome. Oh, not all hating. Right. Not hating at all. Nope.
Yeah, I'm really liking that.
Jerus, do you have photos this week?
Until it's $279.99.
Yeah, that's what I don't want. Because if Dilla has electronics, oh shit, that's gonna be expensive.
Yeah. Damn. Wait till we see that price point.
That AT-AT was not cheap.
All right. We back. I'm gonna turn the segment over to Jay Ruse. Jay Ruse's segment.
This is where everybody can get up and go to the bathroom.
This is the part of the show.
All right. So, yes, this is the segment of the show where everybody can fast forward while I
I got to get a beer.
Feature pictures from Instagram using the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm. Just you got to say Realm. Chris always says Realm. Chris says Realm.
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 All right. Each week I pick a few pictures. I'm not going to give a number anymore because there were more than the number. Where I pick a number of pictures to feature live on the show every Monday night, live at 8 p.m. somewhere between 8 and 10. You know, today I'm falling 10 minutes before the show ends. But
are you done? Real fast. Are you done with Destiny?
No, I played it once this week.
Okay, well, like, I would say an uptick in your photos and a downtick in your Destiny playing. I think those two are correlated.
Maybe. I mean, they may have something to do with each other.
Nice scroll.
Oh, actually, I forgot this was part of my haul, this Hulk figure. Fucking badass Hulk. I love this Hulk. So, sweet. Anyway, this was my picture this week. Pretty sexy.
Look at this guy.
First picture.
Jesus.
At Dust Mites going outside.
Hey, I just stuck my head out a door, saw a bush, threw the figure on a bush, and there we go.
He's not a bear in hibernation. He went outside in the fucking snow. He's a better man than I am. And took a fucking picture of Wolverine.
Let me ask you this. When Wolverine in the snow retracts his claws, how cold do you fucking think that is on the inside of his arms?
That's a good question.
Thank you, man. It wasn't that good, but thank you.
It was good enough.
That's a good picture. I like it.
It was good. I liked it.
I don't have many hits, but
you put some lens flare in there and you put some some snow in the background. I dig it.
No, that was actually awesome the shot. Snow that it was snowing in the background. It was actually snowing when I took this.
Are there any effects on this photo at all?
It wasn't actual lens flare. It's just one of the filters on PixArt that I used.
Okay.
So it made it kind of, if you look at the original picture, it's very gray. And that just kind of made it feel like there was sun behind him.
Right, coming from the top right corner.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's stupid. Like, if I went left, there was an electrical box. If I went right, there was something else. And I'm just like, I had the idea when I went out and looked at the fucking snow, got the figure, posed it, put it in there, dropped a little snow in front of him, leaned down, click, 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 walk back into
the room. Is it just on the top of your hedge? Is it just on the top of
the hedge? There's a hedge right next to my door when you walk out. I was actually standing in the kitchen when I took this.
See, instead of the box to the left, I imagine like Sabretooth over there. You took me to behind the scenes.
Well, if I had a Sabretooth figure, maybe you would have made it out there, but no. But thank you very much.
Or a Wendigo like Victory Saber did.
Yeah, Victory Saber had a try. Fucking show me up.
Oh, he went up to you.
Yeah, he definitely did.
He went up to you before you did it yourself.
Yeah, he used an X-Men Wolverine and a Wendigo.
Yeah.
So the only thing that would make this picture better if it was a
Weapon X.
Weapon X.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I heard it.
I just wanted to repeat it. So everybody can hear it. All right. Next is Spidey_fan1091 with a brand new Angela figure.
Is this Spidey? Is this new person too?
No, he's been around. Okay.
All
right. That's an awesome pick of Angela. I love the lighting.
You love the lighting.
And I love the angle of the pose because you get right in that fucking cleavage. It's awesome. Love the shot. Spidey fan, keep up the cleavage work.
I'm gonna take some pics just for you tonight, Jay Roos.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna take my shirt off.
Yes, there you go.
This is an awesome shot by @_force_snarlex of Tarn ripping. What's this guy's name?
Kaon.
Kaon's head off. I love the effects. He threw some wire into Kaon's head and I guess his neck. Saw his purple energon goo coming out of his neck hole.
Yeah, where's that from? Did he draw that in?
Yeah, it looks like the purple like blood or whatever is drawn in or like digitally.
Wow, some kind of effect.
And he added something. He took the head off and looks like he just added something into the neck hole. That's awesome. Wow. This is a great shot.
Yeah. Bravo.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Who is this again, Jay?
@_force_snarlex. The Force Snarlex. Oh.
Snarlex. Yeah.
Snarlex. Yeah. Seen him on the International Hangouts.
One of the UK members.
He's a UK guy. And I know that because the location on Instagram said you
could. he's part of the Cross the Pond posse.
Jay Roos is like, please don't be in Jersey.
Ooh, I like that. I don't have to compete. Shot by Iconic_Toys again. I don't understand what he did here, but it looks fucking great. So I can't explain the shot. All I know is that Spider-Man is on the floor wounded. And it's carnage in the background somehow.
Y'all splattered?
It looks like he's like in total symbiote mode, like flowing and oozing with the long hallway behind him. Wow.
That's
so good.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's great. Is it even in the forefront, too? Like the Spider-Man's on.
I don't say this a lot, but this is one that's worth, like, if you're just an audio listener, it's worth logging into the Instagram and checking it out.
RamaCollectors.com.
Yep.
I don't know what Spider-Man figure this is either. Like, I can't tell. Is this the Revoltech? No, this isn't the Revoltech.
No.
I can't tell what figure
this is. It's definitely not a Legends. There's more going on with them.
Yeah. No, this is a great shot.
Ah, it's fantastic.
Good shit, Iconic Toys. And yes. Next shot is by @CybertronWarriors with Ghost in the Shell's, what's her name?
Kusanagi, the Major.
Major Kusanagi. Now, this figure I wanted to fucking get. I was torn between getting the old figure or the new figure, but this figure is fucking, this is dope. I have to get this figure.
Is that a Toy World base too behind it? Those are the bases that came with the Toy World Jets.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I have those.
So this is for people who don't know.
He's proud to say that he has.
Yeah,
the Figma Ghost in the Shell Major Kusanagi. Her back up against the wall, and she's peeking around a corner. Kind of, it is a fucking dope shot.
There's a sweet machine gun.
I need. You know what? I'm getting this figure. Yep, decided. Right. Getting
it.
There you go.
Anybody else have it?
I've got the other Figma of her.
The older one, the tan suit, tan and gray suit.
Yeah, with like the longer like hair in the front.
Now we were talking earlier. I know this is going a little off topic about figure lines. What's Figma?
It's like
I'm a noob, so you know I know we talk about it all the time, but
explain. It's another Asian toy line. I think Japanese.
Max Factories.
Okay.
Yeah, Max Factory. It's very similar to Figure Arts, but they use I think they're a smaller scale with different types of joints. Scale.
Okay, thank you.
Like slightly smaller scale. They're still 6-inch scale, but they're like.
I've got one.
More like 5 to 5.5 inches.
You have the link, right?
I've got one here.
Brian, you got the Figma link?
I do have the Figma link, but I've got the Thor right here in hand.
Well, we're not on you. We're doing my segment. Done, I can show you. Motherfucker. All right. Let me finish my fucking segment, and then we can go to you. Okay. I got a bunch of Figmas, too, I can show. But I'm not stopping my segment. All right. I'm not interrupting the spotlight.
Just trying to go with
to
the
do
flow,
it, right? Man. Oh, Mickey. She's definitely worth it, dude. Oh,
there it is. A live update from fucking Mickey. Says she's
the newer major is the illest.
That's funny.
Live from Mickey. There we go. All right, I'm getting her. Thanks, Mickey. Next picture is by. Okay, let's get out of here. MBiz55 with I don't know which Batman. It's one of the armored Batmans.
Looks like it's the Mezco one by that.
Yeah, because the cape. I remember it had that like look like that a pair of jeans and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, they have Mezco Batman. With a background of the bat signal, but you know, I think he used the same the TV trick, the computer screen trick that we talked about. And what is tricky about it is getting the lighting right on the figure so that it blends in. And I think he pulled it off with this shot. So awesome shot at MBiz55. I dig it. And oh no, there's supposed to be one more shot. Why am I not going over? Or no, that might be it. Was that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Yep, nope, that was it. All right, guys, that's it for this week. If you want to be featured on the show next week, next Monday night at 8 p.m. sometime, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
Okay. And that's it. If you're selected, your picture, I forgot this part. Your picture will be featured live on our website, www.realmofcollectors.com, on our Facebook page, Realm of Collectors, and our Instagram at Realm of Collectors.
All right.
Hashtag Realm of Collectors. Good job, everyone, and see you next week. Damn, this Hulk looks fucking good. God damn.
Hey, Ish said I never get featured, but then again, compared to these picks, I suck. Hey, send all hate mail to Jason.
Yeah. I saw all his picks this week. He was taking pictures of his DX9 Megatron that he got.
Just lean out your fucking kitchen door in the snow. There you go. Got it.
All right.
Brink, have you been keeping up with the chat?
I have been.
You want to do a rundown?
All right.
Oh, wait, no, Brink. Hold on. Show us your Figma.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, since it was so fucking important that you tried to interrupt my segment.
Hey, look, man. Dust had a question. I could have answers. Just trying to be helpful. But anyway, Dust, here is a Figma Thor with a Figma where it's Captain America. So they're about the same size.
And what's the scale with that? 7?
8? No, 1/12. 6-inch figure.
So they're 6. Wow, they look really good for 6.
Yeah, I got the Figma Guyver. I got a couple other Figmas, but this is my favorite.
Whoa, that's really nice. What is that? What line is that?
This is Guyver. It's an anime from the 1980s, 89, I think, 1990. And this is the only this was their first figure. There's female versions of him out, and then there's a couple more coming out very soon. Guyver 3 is on his way out, which Guyver 3 is going to be badass.
There's the other major right there.
Yeah, that's that one.
I love this black jacket.
I think I'm going with the all black.
I almost got that one too. I'm gonna say both. I still might.
Yeah, Figma's good for anime. If you're a huge anime fan, they do the best. Anything, even from their female sculpts to, you know, like Guyver, Berserk, all that type of stuff. Can be a little pricey, especially when they go out of production. But sometimes they reissue them, like their Saber line, their Fate Knight.
But, yeah, they're reissuing that whole series now, too. Fucking Archer's coming out. The all-gold Archer just came out.
Yep. And you get a stand with them, too.
Yeah, this is an example. One of their female figures. Pretty dope. With the stand. The posability on them, it's crazy.
That's from Attack on Titan?
No, this is
this is I love Titan Attack.
Sword Art Online. Sword Art Online 2.
So. All right, Brink. Hit it.
All right. Hey, just on the Figma part, Kenny, all those girls, those are all Figmas, right? That you collect.
Yeah, they're Figmas of his imagination.
No, sorry, buddy. A lot of what I have are just flat out statues.
I mean, everybody wants to know, Kenny, how many times have you jerked at
those girls? I seen those fucking statues, man. And I'm like,
how many times do you watch Ghost in her battle, Vixen?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Damn.
I just know when I'm at work, I can't click on Kenny's page on Instagram.
Too damn good.
All right, in the chat, we've got Jarms, Alexandre B., Lord Shadowkeeper, Shelfwarmer, Chat Winginum's in the house, Cody dropped in, Aj Etchy, Anna, Ironhide 204, Sunday Heat, Todd H., Knight of Ren, KJ Smith, Primacon, we've got Cabalta, Dave and John Addict, Menasaur 36, and Tay was in there. I hope he's made it through the whole show. Breezy Fresh, Jason L, Nick, Masterpiece of Peace, Junior H, In Text Music, Michael G, Chris G, Necro Horror, H-U-R, sorry. Chuck is in there, Ishak is there, Russ, Deluxe, Asian Kimet, Paul S, Frogman 78, Dom got in here a little late, and Studio Dre and Trent's is in there too. Watch. That's it.
Pinkerton. We're here.
Oh, is he just in there? There he is.
He just jumped in.
The Wyatt reference.
Get right back there. To work. No fucking fun for you, dude. All right. Well, let's just do a quick it's where you at. We'll go through. I'm gonna still keep in the tradition of starting with Jane. Why don't you tell everybody where you at?
I'm on
Instagram. That is a weird
Victory Saber 77. And host of Plastic Fanatics on Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sweet. Dustmites.
At Dustmites on Instagram. Eddie Dustmites in the group. Dustmites on the Xbox Oneer. And that's it.
All right. Kenny Prime.
Kenny Prime on Instagram. On Stasis Lock Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on Bricks on the Dollar YouTube channel. We're going to be hearing about how Optimus Primal is the new Prime this weekend, we're hoping.
Nice.
Oh, bullshit.
And on PS4, Jackpot Animated.
There's no underscore?
Mm-mm. Transformers Animated reference right there.
Yeah, you.
I think we, me and him played Destiny like once.
We talked about playing Destiny once. I don't think we actually ever grouped up.
No, I think. You invited me to a raid team,
yeah,
and uninvited me.
Yeah, because I was in a group that like I didn't know everybody, and then
all right, next
the spot.
J Ruz, you're up.
Destiny talk next
at J Ruz at J underscore Ruz on Instagram and Cadaver underscore 11 on the PS4 network, which you hardly will see me on. Oh, I was playing Resident Evil all last week, so that was fun. That's it.
All right, Brink.
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups, and Brinkalyzer on Instagram.
Sweet. You guys can catch me at JBotron on Instagram and Facebook. Before I do shout outs, tune in next week to hear all about Kermit with Permit. We haven't forgotten about it.
Yeah, not enough time. I know. We were trying to say, you know what? Let's just bounce out, see who realizes. And like the chat started lighting up. What happened with the frog? What's the camera? It'll be so, worth it, guys. We just
we'll
don't
talk about it next week.
We don't want to rush through it.
Shellformer says unload the toad.
I want to give shout outs to the Cool Table Network. We've got Shattered Cast Uncut, Toy Detox, Plastic Fanatics, Nerd Rage Radio, Stasis Lock, Figa Banging, 8 Weeks. What am I missing?
I like how you pronounce Figa Banging.
Figa Banging?
Like very like enunciated.
And there should be a show this week, I think, right?
Is there a show this week?
It should be this Wednesday.
All right.
This is the rotation this Wednesday.
Cool.
The hangout tomorrow.
Yeah.
Valentine's hangout where all the fucking single guys talking about toys and wondering why we're single.
I think if I missed anybody, I apologize. I do want to give another shout out to the dudes at Fresh Communications. Again, thanks for having me on. You guys should check it out. Also, I think there are a few Rock Pack left.
Yep.
So
2X, 3X. We got some hats left. Come on, buy that shit. We want
to go to the website, realmcollectors.com.
We want to get this next project going. Yeah. Man.
Tell your friends. The good Valentine's Day gift. For if you have a wife that wears those sizes, that's all I'm gonna say. Or a husband, if you're a lady that listens, you have a husband that wears those sizes. They're pretty good. And then send your what's in the fucking box videos to
enter the realmcast at gmail.com.
Sweet. All right, you guys.
Hey, real quick before we go, we have a local toy con coming up this Saturday in the Philadelphia area. So if you're in this area, stop by. It's called ZoloCon. I don't know.
Zolo.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty big, right?
Yep. And 215 Toys will be there. I'll be stopping there. Don Tiger Tracks Bricks is nearby there, I think, too.
Is Dom selling shit there?
I don't know if Dom's going to be there.
It's not legit. If Dom ain't there, it ain't shit.
And also, too, Asian Kid Matt will be there as well.
No, then don't go.
Signing autographs.
Hey guys, we're gonna do an unbroadcasted hangout after this. If you want it in, hit me up for the link. We'll see how many spots are open. Just give me a little bit to chill out, use the bathroom, and get myself together because this is a tough show. Not really, but you know.
You know what you should do?
What's
up? You should tell the Kermit story.
Oh man, it's 10:07. It's nothing crazy. I'm all right. I'll tell the fucking Kermit story.
Look at your kick, though, before you do that.
What's that?
I said, look at the chat before you do that.
Oh, man. You should have seen that. All right. So this past weekend was my niece's 11th birthday, right? So I had my nephew all weekend. Shout out to fucking M-Phone, my nephew. We were just chilling out on Saturday. We had to go to a party. I'm like thinking about what about a gift. She's 11 years old. She just got a 20-gallon fish tank. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's hit a PetSmart and we'll find some sort of